Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You got some music coming out too.
That's your cue.
Yeah, music. Psychic Journeyman with Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and today we're it's Friday. We're doing free readings, angel card, tarot card, psychic readings. When you call in, just ask if you would have a preference, like angels. I have angel cards, I have tarot cards, so just at whatever you want. And we also have our guest today is Linda West. I was going to say something.
Here, all wait, right. Let me read your mind.
Okay. I was sitting there looking over the whole thing and said, okay, Linda?
Yes.
You are... Yeah, I actually got the promos here, and I got the thing going on, and I was like, okay, you are a person who has a show here on Blog Talk Radio, too, as well, right?
Yes, it's I called, do.
It's called The Empowered Life with Linda West.
Yes.
You're on, what is it, Thursdays at 11 a.m. PS Pacific Pacific
Arizona time, in all actuality, which is different than everybody else in the world, just like so many other things in Arizona, but, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before, yeah. I've talked to a couple of people in Arizona. I actually have a couple of clients out there. They said it's kind of weird because of the timing.
Yeah.
It throws you
it
off.
Is.
It's like your own, you're like your own little country. So you have a master's degree in metaphysics and a certified...
Yes.
You're a certified angel reader by Doreen Virtue, which is kind of funny because I'm all, is it Dr. Doreen Virtue now?
Yes, it is. She's always been Dr.
Okay, because I've never actually seen the doctor part on her books.
She's got a PhD.
Right, PhD.
Yeah, which makes her a doctor.
Okay. It's just I've never seen it in print before. It kind of threw me off. And you also have a book. You're the author of an acclaimed book, Eight Keys. A special delivery message from the angels.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great book.
Won't you tell us a little bit about that book?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Won't you tell us a little?
I'd love to tell you. I keep getting that echo on my phone, so I apologize. I feel like I'm schizophrenic here talking to like two people. well, that could be too. You know, all those angels are always talking to us. Eight Keys, yeah. A special delivery message from the angels. It is the work of my heart, I think. I actually, the angels took over when it was written, and it's a wonderful book for those of you who are either starting out on your spiritual path or are in the middle or, you know, consider yourself a highly spiritual individual because it takes you back to basics. The message is about being simple and easy, and the angels communicate with us in simple and easy ways, and I think sometimes we miss that.
Uh-huh.
So this is an easy read. It's intermingled with my life story because I started out from a very dysfunctional family like so many people out there in
mm-hmm.
the world. My father was sexually abusive. My mother was bipolar and physically abusive. So it is that journey from being invisible and having no self-esteem to, being the angel lady where I am today.
Oh.
It's a very good book.
The Eight Keys. What are the Eight Keys?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Starts out with believe, trust. Oh, wait a minute, because I have to read it.
Okay.
Hold on. It says, believe, trust, detachment, love, humility. I'm still getting that echo on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness, gratitude, and connection. Very simple words that have the power put together in a handbook like this to change your life.
That sounds good. I mean, I basically have my own little thing going on here because I was curious about when I saw that. Which is really funny. It's right here. It's so freaking weird. Okay. I don't remember putting it away. All right.
It's Friday.
That's it for today. It's Friday, so I think it doesn't work out right. Blame on the day.
There you go.
I always say you should take responsibility for things, but, you know, Friday's a good day. You don't take responsibility for nothing.
Oh, good. There you go. We just got all left off the hook there.
There you go. So what's the situation? I was going to ask some questions, but I was thinking about as we go through the show, I could ask you some questions about you, and you could tell us some things that you want to tell us, basically.
Sounds wonderful.
I mean,
let the angels guide it, huh?
Right, because everybody knows Friday and Saturdays I always have 3 hours, but nothing to read. So the lines left really quickly, and which is good.
Yes, it is.
All I want to say real quickly is I'm going to sit there and give the information out first because I actually do private readings as well. And I got really allergies are kicking in right now, so you also do readings yourself, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to give my information out. I want you to give your information out, or you can give your information out first while I'm sitting there trying
to.
You're
the head guy here. You go first.
All right, because I was thinking about blowing my nose. But
I'll go first, and then you can blow your nose.
Okay.
I don't have allergies, but when it gets cold where I live, because I'm in the mountains of Arizona, like we were talking about,
right.
My nose starts running about October, and stops about the end of May or so.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I know exactly how you feel.
Oh, heck yeah. So, like I said before, I do private readings. Right now we're having a nice little special going on. And if you want to take advantage of those specials, give me a call. My number is 937-838-6337. That number again is 937-838-6337. Or you can reach me at my website, which is Psychic Journey. Okay, hold up. Psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. My rates are $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. But if you call the show, for you, it's a special rate of $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. And if you're referred to somebody who's listened to the show, you still get a break too as well, which is $45 for an hour and $25 for a half hour. But I always stress to everybody out there that I don't want the money to stand in the way of you getting a reading. So therefore, if you got $42, I'm pretty sure I can let it go, okay? So just give me a call. And I'm very open-minded, so I just want to, I'm basically wanting to do the work and work with you because I feel like our paths are crossing for a reason, and I don't want the money to stay in the way. So therefore, call and give me an offer, okay? But, I mean, none of my prices are written in stone. You can ask my clients. I'm very flexible. And I also had a friend of mine who used to be my co-host, Doreen. They also call the Adored Angel. If you want to call her, she does really great angel readings as well. Find her number. Her phone number is 818-200-7431. The number again is 818-200-7431. Or you can reach her at her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. And she's very good. She's also said that for a while she would actually honor my rate since she was on the show. And actually that $10 for an hour, $5 for a half hour is going to be to the end of February. So get in there. And one thing I've been stressing to everybody else too is I do work with children and parents of the gifted children so they can work together, so we can actually work together to enhance that child's gifts so she or he can mature and actually use those gifts as young as, because I've always said that the younger you use your gifts, the more it's going to change your life, the better. So therefore, you pick some of the numbers, 937-8637, check my website, which is go ahead and do your little thing so I can blow my nose.
Okay. Are you on? You keep cutting out from my connection. Are you on a cell phone?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's so bizarre. Okay, if I lose you, I will call back.
No problem.
Get through. Okay, hi everybody. My name is Linda West. You can get a hold of me at lindawest-medium.com. My information on for my radio show is on there. My blog is there. You can email me through there. I have a newsletter that goes out once a month that you may find interesting, and I give out information about what's happening on the planet, what the angels know is going on, and how we can function in that energy. And I'm happy to connect with you. You can email me. My phone number is 928-367-2040. And once again, you can get a hold of me, lindawest-medium.com. I will be in Tucson, Arizona next weekend for 2 days, on Saturday at New Moon Haven and on Sunday at the Tucson Psychic Fair. If you're in Arizona and you're in Tucson and you want to come visit, I just love doing that. We'll be there'll be a lot of people there, and we'll finally get to meet. And if you're on Facebook, I'm on Facebook too. Say hi, click on Linda West, and we can connect. I'll be in Phoenix, Arizona on Saturday, January 29th, at the 2011 Women's Empowerment Tour, Honor Thyself. It's an all-day affair. We've got vendors, speakers, and I'll be speaking there. And this is the start, the kickoff. We're hoping to get to Chicago and Florida and hopefully New York this year too, so maybe our paths will cross. So, everybody, that's it. LindaWest-medium.com. All that information you can get on my website.
All right. That sounds great. Also, I'm going to say one thing, too. There's a show here on Block Talk Radio called Psychic Marissa. She said free readings. She calls herself the real psychic. check her show out. She's on at midnight nightly. And she has a couple of shows here and there throughout the day and that kind of stuff. But I've been on her show. I think she's very good. So check her out. Also, Voice of the Angels, 6 p.m. Mountain Time on Wednesdays. So check that out, too, as well, because I like that show. And my ex-co-host, she has a show here on Block Talk Radio called The Adored Angels Show, which is 8:30 Pacific Time. So make sure you get those times right, because I've actually messed up a couple of times. We had a guest on here Monday. She showed up 10 minutes before the show, was about ready to go off the air, because she thought it was 6 o'clock Pacific time. So we get that squared away. She's coming on next Monday. It's, if I'm not mistaken, it's Shauna Lee. I don't know if you've heard of her or not.
I think I have. I hate the whole time change thing. It gets very confusing.
Shauna Lee. She's a psychic medium. I think it's actually called Psychic Medium Shauna Lee, her show. So check that out. And I have some friends on here. Really cool, some guys. I mean, it was Eamon and Amin's. They have a show called Divine Healing PAQ, which is PAQ, which is a group they have. And we did a meditation on the air. And it was kind of funny because they had to talk through it because we wanted to make sure everybody sure that we were still here. But I recommend to listen to their show because they got some really good meditations and they're very open. And, you know, they do a lot of charity stuff and constantly doing things like that. Tomorrow we're actually having Courtney Bibbs on here. She has a show on Block Talk Radio called The Courtney Intuitive Corner. And I guess she's going to be on, that's today, 14th, today at 7 p.m. So, it's Eastern time, guys. So just to make sure you got that one right. Anyway, I was going to ask you a couple questions before we go to the phone. And the biggest thing, I was actually going over some questions. Some of the questions kind of hit me a different way. Some are asking you about what's the difference between a psychic and a medium, which I know what the difference is, but the ideal, there's not much difference in certain aspects of the whole thing. But for me, it seems like it all works together.
I agree with you. But what people, medium being those who connect with those who have crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
So I do mediumship readings and connect with your loved ones on the other side, or I can do, you know, an angel reading and let you know past life, present life, where this journey is taking you, give you some clarity information. It's always uplifting, always loving, because the angels always see the best in us, which is very cool.
Yes, it is. Because I was starting to look at the situation, too, of one question that comes up a lot, and I always have a tendency to answer it in a way because I don't like to turn dead people. I see them, I've always seen spirits of spirits, past people who have passed over, but never actually used the term talking to dead people. I feel like that was just one of those little instincts that Hollywood put into a movie to get some ratings, I guess. But when I've done it myself, I don't know. I just feel like it's disrespectful to say, hello, guys, you know, you're dead. And because when I talk to them, I'm pretty sure, I don't know how you feel about the whole thing, but actually talking to people who passed over is the idea of communicating with, just like I'm communicating with you. Does that make sense? Oh, no. Hello? Hello? Well, Linda?
Are you there?
Yes, we're there now.
Sorry, I'm still trying to get rid of that echo. I can hear you fine. I was hearing you the whole time and having a great conversation. Did you miss it?
Yeah, I did, because I'm sort of going, she's not there.
I'm here. I heard everything you said about those who had crossed over, that we don't like to call them dead people, and I agree with you completely.
Because it's like having a conversation with your friends, and so therefore I don't call my friends. Well, there are some dead. Well, the story,
but yeah.
I mean, me personally, I don't know how it was with you, but there was an experience I had when the first time it ever happened, where I was doing a reading and I was talking to this lady, and she called in very stern and says, "I want you to tell me something so I know that you're real."
Oh.
I said, if you were standing right here and you pinched me, I guarantee I'm real. And she's like, "No, I mean, tell me something." I said, "Okay, I see a blonde and she's causing havoc in five directions." And she goes, "Okay, that's good." And I said, "Why?" She doesn't, you know, she said, "Well, my sister's causing problems for me and my brothers. And me and my brothers and sisters, there's five of us." And I said, "Okay, she's also one of the biggest bitches I've ever met in my life. I've never met this woman." And I said, she walks around like she's a victim. She does all this stuff, and she makes you feel sorry for her. And she's really well off, so she has nothing to really to complain about. And she goes, "Wow, you just described my sister to a T." I said, "Yeah." She used to wear these god awful maroon shoes. So I was like, I said, "Okay, was that good enough for you?" And she's like, "Okay." And I told her, if I'm not mistaken, it was her mother. She said her mother had bad circulation, and she said, "Well, she's a diabetic." I'm like, that has nothing to do with what I pick up with her and with her bad circulation. It's nice, take some niacin, she'll be good. And then I said, "Well, we're not really picking up on your father." And just as I said that, her father came through to me and started apologizing, said he was sorry, sorry, sorry. And he basically gave me this. It was funny too, because it was like pictures that came to my mind of a car accident. And at first I thought that's how he died. And then all of a sudden he clarified it for me and said, "No, I didn't die that way." He said, "I'm trying to apologize to my wife because we were in an accident and I was drunk and she got hurt." And I told his daughter that, and she was just like, "That's exactly what happened." I said, "Okay, it's amazing." But I said, "Just think about this for a minute." I said, "Well, I keep picking up when he wants to apologize to your mother, because he's always with your mother, but she won't listen to him. She ignores him. She knows he's there." And she's like, "Well, man, that's," and she said, "Man, that's why my mom's been in a bad mood lately." Okay, I won't leave her alone. So, but the sensation that was coming, what happened was, I got this sensation on my back, and the only thing I could describe it was, it's like when your leg goes numb and it goes back into it, and you got that needle effect.
Yeah.
And I had that in my back.
Oh.
All down my spine the whole time. And I was just like, "Whoa, that's okay." That was the first time that ever happened.
Oh, wow. Now, interesting experience.
Yeah, because it's right. Because I tell people, they said, "Do you get that all the time?" I said, "No, I think it was just a new experience, and I don't think I knew how to deal with it." So, you know, it's a bodily thing that reacted. But and since then, it's been spontaneous. So, how was it for you?
Well, I get it. I when I'm dealing with those who have crossed over, they usually come through with emotions first for me, as they present themselves and how they feel about crossing over. And then I'll start to get actual words from them as they get more comfortable with the situation. If somebody had a hand in how they died or how they cross, then they're very, very silent. There's always a lot of embarrassment or humility in regards to that. So I love it when they start, because I have, you probably do too, all the different clairs.
Right.
So it feels like it's almost like downloading a computer. I get pictures, I get emotions, I get feelings about things. But mostly with those who have crossed over, it's emotions. They have things they want to tell their loved ones. And sometimes I'll see pictures that they want a piece of something or a piece of jewelry or something that really means something to the person who's getting the reading. And I always find that fascinating, that we can get this information, that it can be validated by someone else who's living. I feel so privileged to be able to do that and so honored.
Mm-hmm.
That and I know, like you do, it's like I know they're doing fine on the other side. They're watched over, they're loved, they have an opportunity to examine their life, and there's always comforting information coming through. I feel so privileged and so honored to be able to do this.
No, it's one of those things that I used to get this one. I don't know if you've ever had this experience before, but I've actually done readings for people where I will see clairvoyantly, I would pick up pictures like people talk to their mother or their father. And I don't see them. Okay. What I see is I'll see a darkness that begins to come out. Either they're in support of the back, they're giving or some kind of relationship, say, test or see others. It's like, no, it is. Oh, it's there, it is, but it's like, you know, asking me, how do you know that? We all have this energy about ourselves, we all have this certain essence, so therefore I pick up on that.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Very good point. Cool.
Yeah, so, you know, with you, have you ever had that experience yourself, or is it something that, because I know, I mean, I've talked to several mediums, and it seems like we have a certain code with our guides and our angels and stuff that we work with, that they can get through to us, and it's like a back and forth kind of thing, you know, like Morse code, but every country has little things, so you have.
And I work with Archangel Michael. He's the one that kind of sucked me into this in the first place, and I always ask him to, you know, take my ego out of the way, so it becomes instantly, you know, not about me, because it's easy to get fearful. Am I going to do this right or that kind of thing? And I always say a prayer before I do this to connect with that person, and usually if I'm doing a group of people, and you know, like John Edwards type forum, I have the person give me the name of the person they're looking for, the relationship to them, and the age. Now, I know for some people that's an awful lot of information, but it helps me zero in, especially when you're in such a large group. And it also helps me to get more accurate information for them and bring the details out. So it's really, I'm always fascinated by this. I think it's amazing. I never thought of myself as psychic, but evidently, the angels did, so. And everybody's psychic, and you and I know that. Every single person out there is born psychic. The only difference between us and them is that we do it for a living and we do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have an electrician, I certainly can't do what the accountant does or what the electrician does, but, you know, I can give you a psychic reading. It's just that people don't believe it, or they don't know that they have this capability, or they don't know that they have this connection. And once you get that knowing and you start listening to that voice or paying attention to those feelings, then the louder and clearer all the information becomes. And it always feels to me like I'm talking with them. I'm talking with my angels, or they're speaking to me and keeping me in line and giving me advice. I'm much better about listening to it now than I used to be.
Right. Well, we also have this thing about listening to a show the other day, and they had a psychic on there, and she came out and said that basically just really put a limitation on it, saying psychics cannot read themselves. I'm sitting there going, hold on for a minute. And if we sit there and say that everybody is psychic, And the reason I believe people are everyone's psychic is because it's their guidance.
Yeah.
And they make decisions and do that kind of stuff. And I also started thinking about, I listen very, very, right now, I mean, maybe 20 years ago, I wouldn't be, I mean, maybe I wasn't that person who listens every time, but now it's like.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm sitting there thinking, because she said that, I'm sitting there going, how can I believe that? Because when I lost my ring, I found my own ring. When I lost my keys, I found my own keys.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm looking for something, I hear this voice that says, "Oh, it's over here," and then I go over there,
right.
And there. So I
there
said,
it is.
I said I had to sit there and ask myself, "Can I read myself?" I said, "Yes, very well."
Very well.
And I just had this was the one that I was trying to get through to people in San Clay, because they're saying, "Well, you're not really reading yourself; you're listening to your angels." And that's another little thing where you say, "What do you think you are listening to?" I said, when you're driving down the street and something tells you to make a turn and then you find out later on you missed an accident, I'm sorry, guys. You were just talking to an angel. Maybe maybe you wasn't using your mouth, but I guarantee you were still thinking. And that's how it really works, you know? I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you going to say?
No, I totally agree with you. I think people try to make it more out of it than it needs to be, because the same energy that's in the angels is the same energy that's within us. And which is the same energy of God, Goddess, whatever, Source, whatever you want to call it. It's all this, it all flows together.
Mm-hmm.
So whether our higher self or your angels is how we get that communication. It is our natural connection to the other side, to that the world of the unseen.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not some big, to me it's anymore, and I have a radio show to do next week. On Friday night, it's more of it's mainstream.
Uh-huh.
And mostly I've done radio shows, like with you, other psychics, people who understand this. People try to make this out to be so woo-woo, and it is such a natural state for us to be in when we are in communication, when we get that downloaded information, when we get feelings or protection that is around us. This isn't to me a big surprise. This is our natural state of being with that, having that connection to Source.
Oh yeah, because I've done this a couple times. We talked about this on the show with a couple of other guests I've had on here, where I was talking about people asking questions like that and looking. I had a lady look at me one time, and I used to have a shop in Colorado. I actually had a couple of them, and I kind of missed that. People would come in and they would ask the craziest questions. I had people come in and they saw my Bible. My favorite color is green, so I had a green Bible sitting on my table, on my reading table. I had a big oak table. And the reason I had a big oak type table was maybe wood before the whole surrounding thing. And it's always been something with me until I didn't get not until recently I found out that before. So they might have some. But still, I have this. This lady has. I said, you have to go everywhere on this thing. It was just some of the questions I've been asked. It just makes you wonder. Actually, people have actually thought about this. Because this lady was an astrologer, and she said, well, you're triple Earth. I don't understand why you chose this career. I'm thinking about that. I'm sitting there going, it makes perfect sense to me. The more grounded you are, the clearer the message.
That definitely makes sense.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I got that one. Then someone walked up to me and said, what do you have on your table? And I said, well, it's two reasons. First of all, it's mine, you know. And then she goes, to the other one. I said, this might sound hard for you. So I've always run into Christians who have a hard time understanding the divine and God. And I said, I guarantee you, I do relationship counseling. And I said, it's amazing that I've given that advice. I go, I find it there. So it's like almost 9% stuff I do. And I said, well, I also work with angels. So I can see the connection. But everybody else is like, okay, I'm sorry. But I said, if you sit down and talk about the whole thing, people have a tendency to get baffled because they go, are you really passionate about this? I said, it's easy to be passionate about something that you're really, that who you really are.
Right. It's a knowing,
not
a believing. It's a knowing.
And then she said, don't you ever wish you were normal? I said, I'm sorry, I am normal because I use all my gifts. And I'm learning I have more gifts all the time by doing work, I found out so many things when I first started out. You probably have this one too. Where you, I mean, when I first started, it was like clairvoyant, and then all of a sudden I realized I was clairaudient, and all this. And then I realized, like you were talking before, the idea of touching things, I could pick things up very quickly. So, it was like I tell people, be amazed when you really get into something you really love to do, what you find out about yourself, and then you also have a tendency to look at your past life, where you was like, okay, why did I work all these crazy jobs that never really paid me out? And all of a sudden, you start realizing that you've used all those jobs in the career that you've actually became a part of. You finally found that career that you wanted, because we're always looking for that purpose. And when you find that, it seems like all those things you've done in your life, all of a sudden, it's your moment, and they come down. Even if it's just simply a new addition on your job, you say, oh, that's why I was doing construction. Yeah, because you know how to do that.
All the pieces come together, and they lead you on this journey. And how are you going to know what you love if you don't know what you don't love? Or how are you going to know what to do if you haven't had different experiences of doing other things?
Oh, yeah, and I told, it was one of those things, too, of experiencing everything and saying, I looked at everybody and said, when did you really realize that you had manifested something? Probably in the midst of living it. And they're like, oh, okay. Yeah, see, I said, that's what we always say, you know, put it out there and keep moving on, because it didn't happen now, because you got to move on to it. So there, do the work. And people think when you say do the work, it's like, you know, go build an addition on your side of your house. They're kind of regretting. They're kind of like putting it off the road. So I was like, okay, no, I have every day going, okay, you know, the anticipation, what's going to happen today. Because I've always been, I know for a fact by being in doing this kind of work, I find myself, instead of complaining, I go right to finding the solutions.
Yeah. Because the information is available to you. And there's always the reasons for the experiences we have. And when you finally decide on something, or you finally make up your mind, and that's sometimes people struggle with, you know, figuring out what they want to be when they grow up. And as you send that out there and are struggling with that, and you make that decision, okay, this is what I want to do, then you have to understand that divine timing takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And that the universe is going to create this synchronicity and this amazing path paved with gold for you to get where you need to go. So our desire, our passion, always comes before divine timing. And people get very impatient and say it's not working, or this isn't working, or this spiritual stuff isn't real. Well, you know what? Everything I ever asked for, I got and get. Not because I'm so special or so wonderful. It's because I believe it. I put it out there, and I allow it to come to me.
Yeah. I mean, I think the one thing I noticed when I was in my shop, I said, it's kind of amazing. I love working with the angels, because I've gotten to a point now where if someone walks in and goes, $25 for 15 minutes, I just don't think that's worth it. It gives me the strength to come back and say, well, this is the reason why I think it is. And I go right into it. Because
way
I was compromised. So if you would have saw me in high school, I couldn't stand in front of two people without sweating. Now it's just like I just, you know, basically run to the podium now and say, you know, I got the answer.
Let me help you.
Yeah.
Here, let me help you open up your psychic ability so you don't need me.
There's the question.
And you can get your own information.
Exactly. That's what I do, too. I tell people, and that those are mine, when you start looking at them going, here's some tools, so therefore if I never see you again, I know you used them. And they're going, what do you mean? Don't you want me to come back again and again and again? And I said, no, I don't.
No.
I got too many people to see. So if you come back.
I don't want to be anybody's guru.
Yeah.
I just want, my angels told me years ago when I started doing this, it's about empowering the individual. It's about helping other people see and open up. And that's what the 8 keys is about also. It's that spiritual journey. By the time you're done with that book, you've got it. You know it. You've got the belief, trust, attach, love, humility, and you've cleared out any unforgiveness. The channels open up. The spiritual energy it comes through you, and you're in a completely new space, and your life will change. I can remember I worked 11 years managing an insurance office. I sold insurance.
Really?
I think it's like right about there with, you know, used car sales, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, needs it, but they they don't want it. Anyways, I can remember sitting at my desk at work, and I managed the office. I was the only female in the whole area, and I was managing the office, and my boss said, "You're doing a wonderful job. You took us out of the red into the black." He said, "If you stay till you're age 65, he said, "I'll build you a really nice office." And I got off the phone, and I thought to myself, 65? I laughed. I was like, "Are you kidding me?" Uh-huh. And that is the day that everything opened up. Just those words from him opened it up, and I said, "Please, oh my God, there must be more to life than this. There must be more to life than this." That was my cry out. That was when everything started changing, when information started to get downloaded to me, and this restlessness, my life changed.
Ah.
It's in the book.
Okay.
And your life can change, too. And the thing is, once you ask, you will receive. "I don't like the way my life is. Angels, help me." And then the angels come in and start changing things because people don't like change. Well, if what you were doing before was working so well, you wouldn't need that change. So people really struggle when the spiritual comes in and their whole life goes through this agitation and cleansing.
Right.
I like to relate it to you throw your clothes into the washing machine and they have to get very agitated before they get clean. That's life.
Yeah, I like that one. I'm actually writing that one down.
Oh, good. It's in my book.
So how long did it take you to do this book?
Oh, you had to ask that question. I've known... 20 years ago, I was supposed to write a book, and you have to understand, I hated to write. I realized that I didn't like to write. So what actually happened with this book is I was working with the local Unity Church here, and it was the angels told me to put together a special summer program called The Eight Keys. They gave me all the information in like 20 minutes of what the talks were going to be about. I was actually a minister there like every other week, a guest minister.
Uh-huh.
So all of these were recorded, these eight keys, as I spoke. And the interesting thing about this is I had struggled so much with writing that the angels finally had to tell me years before that, "Don't worry about it. We're going to send you somebody to help you write the book." And it's like, oh, thank God, good. I don't have to struggle through this and write everything. So at this second sermon that I did, or talk that I did, a gal from the congregation came up to me, and she said, I'd never met her before, and she said to me, "I'm supposed to help you write your book."
Whoa.
Yeah. And I just stood there, my mouth kind of dropped, and she said, "You are writing a book, aren't you?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Where have you been?" Because it had been years since they told me that. So she took these talks that were on tape, and she transcribed them. And then I wrote my life story, which all those stories are interjected with the keys in that book. So it's really, you know, when the angels want something done,
yeah.
They give you the way to do it.
Oh, heck yeah.
They give you a way to do it.
Yeah. No, I've been in situations where I've given messages in strange places. I mean, what would you say? Because, I mean, I was working for 2 years ago. I was working for ADT, selling security systems, and I was asking God and the angels to show me what I'm supposed to do. And I was actually asking to be successful as a salesman at that time, so I could actually have money to put in more into this, and actually get a good start back into this. But in the process of doing the ADT, all I did readings. I'd walk into someone's house, or I would sit there and tell them, "I'm really good at it. Like, I can tell you exactly what you're having." They talk to me. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And one lady was, I was this one lady, I'm talking to them, I'm selling, you know, I'm saying, anything. I'm just saying, I have a security system in your house. And she said, "Oh, by the way, you're having a boy, don't you?" She goes, "Come on in." So, you know, it seemed like all I was doing was reading.
Still there? You're cutting out on my from me.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, man. Can you hear me? Hello?
I'm having so much fun today, and welcome back, guys. I mean, or should I say, thank you for coming back. Anybody there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
I lost you there for a moment.
I'm using Skype, and all of a sudden it just went. It does this little raindrop thing, and I'm like, oh, I hate hearing that noise. It's one of those scary noises when you know for a fact you've just lost connection.
That's probably why you're cutting in and out, because I keep losing you.
That's what it is.
I should have gone on with you.
For some reason, I just got a message to say that was a great story, and it was just the idea of working for ADT for a while just to give messages. And there was this lady, I gave a message to her, and I just met her 10 minutes before. And her mother came to me, and she was just like her grandmother came to me and smacked me in the side of the head. Not literally, but it was just that with her actions and stuff, and saying, you need to pass a message on to her. And I said, I said, I'm busy. I'm right in the middle of a meeting here. And the lady goes, no, you need to tell her this. And then the third time, my angels always say, if you see it in threes, you got to pass it on. So I sit there and looked at this lady and looked her in the face. I said, I know this might sound weird, but your grandmother's right here, and she's telling me you need to rethink that boyfriend you're with. And she was like, what? I said, yeah, your grandmother's here telling me that you need to rethink the boyfriend you're with. Now, the people I work with, they were really cool. When I got the job, I walked in, and the guy goes, he says, I see here, you say you're a psychic. I said, yeah, I've been doing it for like the last 10 or 15 years. I've just been having some money problems, so I had to go get a job, which I don't think I really did, but I think it was just a realization of what I was really supposed to do. It was an orchestration of the angels. But I looked at this guy, and the guy goes, well, do me a reading. I said, $25, please. And he goes, I'm looking for a salesman. That was good. I said, yeah, my angels told me to say that. But it was one of those things like that, but it was giving this message. I was giving this girl kind of looked at me kind of weird, and it was so cool with the guys I worked with, because they all knew what I did. They all looked at her and said, you better take this seriously.
Yeah, really?
But there was a girl there, and her husband, when I first started working there, she thought her father had committed suicide, and she came to me, and she's like, I heard that you do this kind of work, and I need some answers, because I don't think that's what happened. And I said, well, okay, don't tell me no more. I just looked at her and said, this is what happened. There's two people involved. It was not a suicide. It was actually a murder. And we had the whole thing. And she freaked out because she'd not told me anything. And there it was. It was like they just kind of looked at me. I don't think I hit this one because they're all staring at me. But but she looked at me. And so when I gave Chrissy this message, they all looked at me and said, they all looked at her and said, take this seriously because Melissa, you talked to Melissa. He already freaked her out, so figured out the whole thing. But you definitely better take a look at this whole thing, because he doesn't say things unless you need to take a look at them. So
I love that. I love what you just said. I think that's great because that used to happen to me a lot when I was doing body work and energy work on people, and I never really understood the psychic thing for a few years, and I didn't really think I was psychic.
Mm-hmm.
But yet information would just come through. And it's like the angels start tapping on your shoulder. Tell her this. And they nag you, right?
Yes.
They just keep nagging you. And I remember a gal I had on the table, and I told her, I said, your husband, who has crossed over, wanted you to know that you were the love of his life. And she lifted up her head, and she's like, oh, my God, he used to tell me that all the time. So this is... You know, even before I practiced any of this, and I, like I said, it's just like this nagging. They just nag you to until you do what you're supposed to do or say what you're supposed to say. I just love it. It's great.
Pushy thing, yeah. That's like, you know, but you know, like I was telling people before, yeah, we sit here and say it's a pushy or nagging, but these things are all, they all mean something, and we follow through with it. And when we do, we realize why. Because it just changes a lot of people's lives to the point where they, I don't think, get back on the path, or they just realize what they're, what's going on. Yeah, they're connected. That's what it is. Because, I mean, it's kind of crazy, really. Because I know what you mean when you talk about the angels nagging you and pushing you. Because I tell people, I said, think about this. They're just not there for the big stuff. They're there for everything. I've been in stores, pick up some little box of little Debbies, and they go, put that back. You know?
Yeah, you need to,
you know, that kind of stuff. So it's like, you need to go and start eating more fruits, or at least get you some of those fusion drinks, as close enough to fruit you can get. But so it's simply, you know, everything, every aspect of your life. They're always trying to help you with everything, you know?
Yes, they are. And that's what my book describes. You just gave that perfect scenario, because you start out believing that there really is a power that's bigger than just this physical world, and that this power absolutely adores us and wants to help us. So there's the believe, and then the trust, and then the detachment. You have to detach, because the more you push and shove on any issue, the more you're going to push it away. Putting love into a situation, because once you take the worry out, it creates a void, so you need to put love in there. And it's just acknowledging that power, and that power is within you, and that power wants to help you, who is you. And the universe is unlimited in its abundance and in its love and its good things. And we make it so complicated by our emotions or our feelings of unworthiness. And it's never meant to be that way.
Okay. Oops. I was sitting there. Whoa. Okay, Michael Jackson's here, guys. So,
I love that song.
Yeah.
Love that song?
I know. Okay, you are breaking up really badly. Yes, I know. And we're trying to work on that. But what was I going to say? Oh, I was checking the chat room very, very quickly. And
oh, good. It wasn't. I kept thinking it was my connection or something I have on my end, because you were breaking up there in the middle.
Oh, I'm going to tell some of these words I just can't pronounce, but the person who put my website up in the chat room, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And she also put down yours too, Linda. So, hey.
Oh, cool.
That's cool. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go right and do some readings and answer some questions. On the show, when people come on, we really don't push them. We just work with them. I think that's why I started doing 3-hour shows, because it was just, I've had a couple of situations where I'm sorry, man, but we got to go on to the next caller, and it just seemed like, you know, she was calling for a reason, just crossing the whole thing, so we got to take care of that situation, so I know people, I'm not saying what they're pushing. Okay, yes, I am, there is a couple of them where it's like, see you later, but that's just my observation, so don't get mad at me.
I wouldn't. I'm going to be on for probably another 20 minutes or so.
Yes.
And work with you here. I'd love to connect with some of the people. You are cutting out, so I'm hoping I can hear their questions. So let's give it a shot.
Yeah, I was trying to correct that today. I thought maybe if I went down to get her headset, and it would change this whole thing. I'm thinking that's actually what I got to do. Because I can hear everybody fine. I have my co-host and the same problem. She would cut in and out.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
I'm glad they mentioned that, because I've been trying to fix my phone ever since I got on the line with you.
Right. So I don't know. I'm thinking. So we've had shows where we had problems with it also. I used something like you'd see on JLo, and I have a mic I use, so it's never had any problems before. I don't know. Maybe it's today. I don't know.
Do you have weather happening?
Weather?
Storm?
Yes,
snow?
Yeah, we got kind of cloudy around here.
Anytime it blows or storms here, it screws up everything.
Yeah, one night I was actually got mad and kind of got mad and throwing things, and I got a message saying the Skype's out. Oh, so it wasn't my computer.
Oh, that's good to know, isn't it?
Yeah, so apologizing to my computer and everything else going on, even, you know, angels, and say, okay, I lost for a minute and it didn't need to. So I miss my co-host. She used to screen everybody and I'd have information to go by, but I guess we'll just use the area code.
That works for me.
Yeah, okay. So let's go to area code 435. Welcome.
Hello.
To the show.
Hi.
How are you?
It's breaking up. Well, I'm pretty good, I guess. But it is breaking up really bad.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that.
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Pardon?
We can hear you fine.
Okay. I'm getting an echo back.
That's what I'm going to do.
You should try to do a reading doing that, I swear.
My goodness.
It's like talking to three of you. So. But what's your name?
Helen.
Helen. So, Helen, you have a couple questions for us?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a couple questions for us? I'm sorry.
Yes, I do. I'm calling about an investment I made. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was a lot I don't have a lot of money. And I'm hoping to get a return on that ASAP.
And your question is?
Pardon?
Well, okay, so your question is on that? How soon is it going to be?
Yeah, how soon will I get a return on my investment?
You're cutting out. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I apologize. Did you hear it all?
Yes. What she wants you to do is she's got this investment, and she wants to know how soon it's going to
mature.
There you go.
When I was hearing her, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I could really feel the pain in her voice.
Yes, that's what I was picking up on too as well.
And the how she's wrested so much of what's supposed to happen to her in her life and invested so much in this investment that she made. And she needs to shift her energy off of this because she's got so much worry, it feels like, and correct me, Donnie, if you're not picking up the same thing, but it feels like a lot of worry.
Yeah.
And that this is it. If this doesn't make it, I'm going to fall apart. But it's Helen, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Helen, I really think you need to put this in the hands of the angels and put it in the hand of God. And you need to understand that God is the source. If God has created this investment for you to receive from it, then it's going to sprinkle down into your life and you're going to get it. What you need to let go of is that this is your only thing that's going to come through for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to get money back on this, but I don't think it's going to happen as soon as you're hoping. And I think that's because you're pushing too hard on this. Here's the thing. Take a deep breath. Take off this big, heavy backpack. Turn this over to the angels and say, okay, angels, you blessed me with this opportunity for this investment. I turn it over to you. Take care of it. You know I need money. And then I just need you to reiterate every single day, I am so grateful. God is my source. This is going to help change the energy around this situation and help keep it from being clogged up. It feels very clogged up to me. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I would say the same thing, basically. When I pick up on the whole thing, you're focusing too much on it and creating your own block. Because what you're doing is you're taking the focus off source, the guide, to do that. You know, basically, he's the source of manifestation. So therefore, you look at the situation, what you're doing, you're not putting your faith in God, you're putting your faith in the money.
Right.
So it's the idea of taking the energy and focusing it on actually being grateful for what you do have right now. And take your mind off that. I just feel like if you really focus on being grateful, even down to the hair on your toes, that you would take your mind off this money thing, because like she said before, I could feel the pain in your voice too as well, where it's almost like before you even made the investment, you were already questioning it.
Helen, can you hear me?
I'd like to say one more thing.
It feels like you're a very giving person. Do you understand that statement?
Okay. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, it's such an echo too.
Yeah.
It feels to me like you're such a giving person. That you are always willing to give to others. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You give from your soul and you give from your heart. And Helen, I got to tell you, the universe, God, and the angels want to give back to you. But you're not comfortable receiving. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
You are more comfortable giving, so your abundance is blocked. You understand the scripture, reaping what you sow. And the angels have abundance for you, whether through this investment or other ways, and in other ways of abundance, love, joy, peace, all these things. I need you to focus on being open to receive. I need you every day, along with what Donnie said about being grateful, which is very important, I need you to wake up in the morning and give intent to receive all your abundance. I give intent to receive all my good. You have to open up those channels, because I think it's your mother that taught you to give till it hurts.
Yeah, probably. Yes.
And this giving is sucking the very life right out of you, and you're in that desperate place. I'm going to tell you what I see is this wall that's been set up because you don't receive very well. You suck at receiving, Helen. Okay?
Yes, I do.
All right, my darling. So here's your solution. Everything's going to come to you, but you have to be open to receiving. You're a good person. You're going to reap what you sow, all the good that you've sent out. But please give that intent every morning. I give intent to receive all my good. I give intent to receive all my abundance. And let the angels do that for you.
Okay. I'll work on that, because I really do want to receive the love, the joy, the compassion, the Holy Spirit, I want all of those things more than money.
And you deserve it. Helen, know that you deserve it, and the angels want to give it to you. It's just been blocked. Okay? So just open up, visualize yourself opening up that door full of all the love, joy, peace, and abundance and health that you could possibly imagine, and that's what you're going to step into. I give intent to receive all my good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okie
dokie? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, yes. It's one of those things of saying, you know, the ideal manifestation. Until you learn how to manifest it and materialize it in your hands, it comes to other people. So when someone walks up to you and just hands you a check for $2,500, you somewhere along the line, you call that in. So therefore, we just tell yourself, okay, I ordered it, and so now it's coming. Does that make sense? Okay?
Yes.
You go, girl, and you email me when all that flow starts coming to you. And Helen?
Yes.
Honey, it starts with simple things like accepting a compliment or a hug or getting that parking space in the front row. It starts with real simple things. So as you get those things, just say thank you. You're
okay.
A wonderful person. You've got a great heart. There's a lot of wonderful light around you. Now you go and receive and enjoy your life.
Thank you.
And email me when that happens.
Yeah, let's all know when it happens, because it's like, I think you'll be very happy.
It won't take long at all.
I hope not. You're right, I have to work on receiving.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the call. You have a great night. Excuse me. Sorry, guys.
Me too. I got a little tickle there in my throat.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm really having really fun with this switchboard today. Things pop in, and they're really bright, and then they're not bright, you know?
Yeah. And that's what it feels like in the sound, too. It just goes in and out.
Yeah.
One of those nights.
I've got everything brand new, this, that, and the other, so I don't know. I guess we'll just have to ask the prayer of the angels and say, could you come in and just kind of, like, calm things down? And clear that communication, that's so we can actually start communicating with everybody else and get these messages across as clear as possible. Okay, I'm sorry. Area code 860. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Angel.
You're Angel?
Your
yes,
name's
I
Angel?
Am. I've been called Angel ever since I was born. Yes.
I love it.
Okay. So fitting.
My question is, like, I feel a lot of, I believe there's a lot of spirits around me, but I think a lot of them are good, a lot of them are bad. And I feel like I have some negative energy around me, and I was wondering if you could help me clear that up.
Well, that's kind of loaded, isn't it? Okay.
Yep.
You know, I think there's to clear this up is a matter of Archangel Michael, get rid of these negative spirits around me. That's very simple. You have to be in a position to want to get rid of them. They can't hang out with you unless you're open to have them hang out there. So I don't know if anybody's ever taught you that this is not, that negative entities can't hang out if you tell them, no, you can't hang out with me. So I don't think anybody's ever taught you the power that you have over what kind of energy surrounds you. So you clear this out. Bring in Archangel Michael. Bring in the angels and say, clear this out of here. Your energy then needs to be filled with the white light, bringing that in. I think you have a little bit of fun walking the line here between it's a curiosity, it's a bit of an adventure. I think you're a very powerful psychic person, and I think you're walking both sides of the line here. If you really want to get rid of these guys, get rid of them, and that would be my advice. And once you tell them they have to go, they have to go. They have no power over you.
That's
you understand
right.
that?
I do. I understand what you're saying about walking both sides of the line also. But could you tell me, I understand that. I have a lot of health problems, a lot of legal problems right now, and I'm just not sure which way I'm going, and I don't know.
Part of the problem that I'm finding with this, the health problems that have been created, and the issues that have been created for you on this planet, is because I feel that you are also straddling the fence of whether you even want to be on the planet or not. You've got one leg on both sides. Do I want to go? Do I want to stay? Do I want to go? Do I want to stay? The thing is, I feel that you have to figure out somewhere along the way, okay, I'm either going to book it out of here, which is fine. You can do that. The angels will greet you. They love you. They want to. They will accept you there. But you can go any time. If you decide to stay, get your feet on both sides of the fence and stay here on the planet, then bring in this power that you have and make changes in your life. Angels, take care of this. Get me out of this negative energy. Get me into the higher frequency. Help me take care of my health issues. Your health issues are an excuse so that you don't have to completely participate here on the planet. So it's up to you. You created this. You can get rid of this. And this is the energy that I see that you're going back and forth, that you're vacillating on whether you even want to stay here or not. Now, this isn't a criticism. I'm making it so you can see it. I need you to work on this and decide, are you going to stay or are you going to go? And once you decide to stay, then it's time to say, okay, angels, let's get my health issues taken care of. Let's get this lawsuit taken care of. Take it out of your hands, and you've got to use this power that you have. You're a very powerful person. You've created this. You've manifested all this. And use that power to shift that energy into the higher frequency and get your life changed and be back in the joy and really enjoy living on planet Earth.
Now, would you say that? I mean, I don't have any thoughts whatsoever of suicide or anything like that.
No, it's not like that. No. Absolutely not like that at all. It's just that I don't know if I like it here.
And we could choose to leave if we want to?
Oh, sure you can. It's a soul choice.
Really?
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Angel.
Yes.
With the situation, I keep picking up on your father.
My father?
Yes, because I keep getting the impression that he's passed on.
No, I've never met my father.
So you don't know?
Well, I know he's passed on, but I've never met him.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, I keep getting this strong energy of him being here and wanting to communicate with you, almost like the ideal of something missing in your life, and almost like he's saying that that missing piece that you think is missing is just the ideal realizing it's still there and it always has been. Just because things have happened the way they have doesn't mean he doesn't know who you are.
Okay.
He's been there the whole time. I get this really supportive, almost like a hug, doing this and that and the other with you, where when you're going through these stressful times, you're not really opening up to that. And I get the impression...
You're talking about my father or my stepfather?
I'm talking about your father.
Okay. Is it, do you have any names around it?
Do I what?
Have any names around it?
No. All I get is the energy.
Okay.
I keep getting...
I don't do well with names either.
Yeah, because it keeps coming to me as... It's like this. Think about what we were talking about before. Talking about energy, I just know who it is because the energy comes across the way it comes across. Also, he keeps saying he's your father, so that was pretty simple. And the situation,
that's pretty clear.
Yes, feeling the energy and saying, okay, I'm with you, and you need to understand that. You need to also trust that as well. So the ideal, what you're asking for, is something you should ask him. So therefore, you can recognize him when he's with you, because I get the impression he's been with you for since he passed.
Really?
Yeah, so it's just the idea of paying attention. I keep getting that you should focus on your right side. There's
my
a presence.
Right side?
Yes, there's a presence to your right side that you've had that you don't know what that is. That's what I'm getting. That's who it is.
Okay. And is there anyone else around me?
Right.
You
well,
have lots of angels.
Lots of angels. But the one thing I get the most right now is your father, because I feel like that's the biggest problem right now with you having this problem of moving forward on a lot of things, procrastination and that kind of thing, because of not really having your father part of your life. And it's like almost like the impression I get here is trying to correct that now, of helping you understand, almost like filling that spot and helping you realize the spot's never been empty. It's your perception because of not having your father physically there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. I wasn't raised basically with anyone. My mom died when I was 16, and she was 6 from when I was 10 on. So I pretty much grew up on my own.
Yeah, your mom pops in from time to time, but she doesn't stay around. She's busy. She works. It's like she's going. Yeah, I just feel like she's like part of. I don't know how you put it. It's like I just keep getting that she pops in, kind of looking down on you, and then she goes. But I get the impression your father's been with you, and he stays with you. And I've had stories like this before. I had a story with a guy where a guy had passed on, and he basically had taken care of his wife the whole time they were married, and she didn't know how, because he did everything for her. Well, he stayed around after he passed away and helped her become self-efficient, and then he moved on.
Okay.
So with the situation I pick up with your father is the ideal support. Your mom seemed like she wasn't very supportive either on a lot of things, too, when she was here. So she drops in on you from time to time. I wouldn't say she feels guilty, but she doesn't stay around very often because of just a sense about her where she's just kind of like, I did some things I shouldn't have done, and she's dealt with those. But looking at you, it's like a reflection, even in the spirit world, she can't deal with. So it's one of those things. Go ahead.
What about my grandparents?
Well, all I can do is tell you who's here and who's popping in and popping out. Your grandparents. What I would say with your grandparents, I get that is more of focus on your dreams, because I feel like they communicate through those. If you don't remember your dreams, it's because you've never really taken the notion to say to myself, I need to remember this. And I think if you start doing that, you'll start noticing that you're going to start remembering more. Because I feel like there's a lot of communication coming through those. Because you're asking about your grandparents. And I just feel like asking the question, I feel like there's communication going on, and the first thing that came up was dreams.
Okay.
So pay attention to those.
Okay.
What I would do
I would
is...
Like to,
go ahead.
I would like to do one of those readings with you that you said you have for $5 and $10, if that's possible at some point in time.
Sure, no problem. Just give me a call, and we'll schedule it for you. Would you like to...
Do I call this number, or what number do I call?
No, what you do is you call my private number, which is, do you have a pen and paper?
I'm going to get one.
I think she's kind of like off in the distance getting a pen and paper.
Okay.
Which is good. I want you to also do something else, too, is get a pen and paper and send it right to your bed. So when you get in the mornings, before you get out of bed, write down your dreams, okay?
Okay.
If you can, get you one of those little tape recorders at Walmart. Those things are really cool, too, because I can just pick it up and just talk into it and record those things so you can actually play them back. Because what happens usually when you start playing them back or writing them down, you start recalling them. You start recalling more information, so it's really good.
I think I kind of got lost in that. What do you mean, play my dreams back on a tape recorder?
What you do is when you get up in the mornings before you get out of bed, record them. Because what happens, I've seen with myself, when you start recording the dreams and start putting them down, you start recalling more, and then you start remembering more dreams than you did before.
Okay.
Okay, and the number is, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, it's 937.
937.
838. 6337.
And your name is?
My name is Donnie. Okay, so just give me a call. We'll schedule it for you. I'll give you all the information you need to do with your pacing and that kind of stuff. So we'll take care of that. Okay.
You don't mind me taking advantage of the $5-$10 reading?
No, I don't. That's why I got them that way.
Okay.
Okay, because I want you to. I really want you to. Okay. So tell your friends.
All right.
I want them to.
All right. I'll be looking forward to it.
Okay, Angel. Is that it? Do you have any more questions that you'd like to ask before you go?
Could you tell me, specifically what angel is my angel? I've always kind of, leaned towards Uriel, but I don't know much about Uriel.
Archangel who?
Uriel.
Oh, Ariel or Uriel?
Uriel. U-R.
Okay, you. Uriel. I worked with a lot of it, but Uriel I'm not really versed on.
I think Uriel is the angel of either writing or communication. I'm not sure. She feels she has a connection to that.
So I'm not really sure. I mean, do you have any idea what angels are surrounding me?
Honey, you got guardian angels, plus you have people that have passed over that are trying to watch over you. Plus, you need to bring in Archangel Michael to help clear out the negativity in your life.
Okay.
But you're very protected. And the thing about it is I really feel you are very psychic yourself. Nothing wrong with getting a reading, but I need you to start paying more attention. And like Donnie said, feeling your father around you, feeling those angels around you, knowing you have help. You've been a loner your whole life. God bless you, because you had to be on your own. And what the angels are saying is, honey, you got all this going on, and they want to help you.
Okay.
All righty.
They also want you to go with Uriel and find out information about Uriel for yourself.
Yeah.
So this will help you.
I've been on a website when you were speaking about the voices of the angels on that website, and they actually have a newsletter from Uriel that I get on a regular basis.
I think it's communication, which would make sense because you need to be communicating with your angels and tapping into that ability that you have.
Yeah, I always feel like I know stuff, but I never pay attention to the gut. And I would have never, ever thought it was my father because I could have never met him. So, I was too fucking insane. I was passed away now for about close to 20 years.
That's all right. There's spirits watching over you.
Yeah, I believe that. I feel that. But I always feel like friends of mine are my way here. More so than family.
Well, thank you, Angel, for sharing. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much, and we'll be calling Donnie, all right?
Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
Thank you.
When's a good time to call, Donnie?
Come on to the show. Call about 9:30.
9:30, you got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. That is really getting a lot of feedback.
Yeah. Donnie, I have to go. I've got my whole family here. I have
no
enjoyed
problem.
This so much with you. We ought to do it again another time. And thank you so much. I love connecting with those people. They're wonderful.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the technical problems we've had and the echoing. But, it was great having you here, too, and I'd love to have you coming back.
Thanks, honey. Take care. Donnie, take care of yourself. Everybody else, too. Thank you so much.
You, too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was Linda West. It was really great having her here on the show. I just wish some of these technical things would kind of slow down. It's like, Angels, could you please help things run a little bit smoothly here so the communication can come across very clearly. And thank you. Well, let's go on to our next callers and let's talk to some people out there and see what's up. And when you call in, the number here is, for some reason, I'm just like really kind of like, I don't know what it is. It's like, I don't know, maybe some kind of continuous sky thing or something with the weather here. I don't know. Well, we'll just bear through it. If you want to call in, the number here is 646-721-9031. If you want to get a private reading with me, right now they're going for $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour. For people who call the show and people who get referred through people in the show, it's $45 an hour and $25 for a half hour. And if you go to my website without coming to the show, it's $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. But I want to stress to everybody like I always do, don't let the money stand in the way of getting a reading. Call me up, and I know I can work with you no matter what your situation is. So don't hesitate to call me. I mean, I want to do the work. Our paths are crossing for some reason, and you're being guided, I guess you would say, to get that reading. So get in there and do that. And don't let the money stand in the way. Call me, and I'm sure we can work out something. So don't think we can. Those prices are not written in stone. They're very flexible. So if you're a couple dollars short, there's no reason to miss out on getting your reading when you can just call me up and say, hey, I don't have $45, but I got $42. I'm pretty sure with the situation, it'd be no problem. And if you want to reach me through my website, that would be psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And my phone number again is 937-838-6337. If you have a child who's gifted and you want someone to work with you to basically have the tools to work together and to help that child develop their gifts, give me a call too, and I'll be glad to work with you. Number again is 937-838-6337. So my partner I used to have here on the show is my co-host, Desiree, also does angel readings. She's very gifted, very talented woman. Give her a call. Her number is, I lost the paper again. There we go. Her phone number is 818-200-7431. Her number again is 818-200-7431. Or you can reach her at her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. We had Linda West here on the show with us, so therefore, check out her show. It's called Empowered Life, and it's on, I think, Thursdays at 11 a.m. Arizona time. But I think if you're Eastern, that's 2 hours. So give her definitely check into her show. I've actually heard it a couple times, and having her on the show, you know, she's a very talented woman, very passionate, for love work. You can still your on her show. I guess it's one of those ways you can actually check us all out by listening to our shows, and then you can make your decision from there. I would definitely get a reading from her. So let's go on to our next caller and let's answer some questions. It's, you know, it's a free reading Friday. So let's go to our next caller. Area code 727, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
My name is Beth.
Your name is what?
Beth.
Beth?
Yes.
Well, how are you?
I'm good. Are you guys doing the psychic readings?
Yes. That's why you're on the air, because we want to answer some of your questions. And Linda had to go.
Oh, great.
Linda had some obligations, I guess. So she has left, but I would be more likely and more glad and very happy to answer your questions for you.
Okay, I wanted to know what you can come in for me financially.
Financially is one of the things you need to focus on. You need to really, as in focusing on not money, but focusing on the other aspects of that, of being Because a lot of times with situations, people don't realize that the idea of being happy is something you have to do before you get what you are focusing on. It's like a lot of people, let's just say that way, when it comes to relationships, they're not happy. So they're looking for someone to make them happy. And the reason that things have a tendency to fall down and falter and break is because there's not a strong foundation. And what I'm saying with your situation is, your finances seem like they could be a whole lot stronger if you were stronger within yourself. Of realizing that when you focus on the energy on your job, you're focusing the energy on the wrong source. It's the idea of taking it one step farther. Cause I know for a fact we all have a tough time when it comes to authority figures and that kind of stuff and bosses and jobs, because we think if we don't sit there and do certain things with them, and kiss butt or whatever, we don't think we're going to get our money. What we have to do is take a step back and realize the real source of where that money comes from, who created that money. And it's not the mint, okay? It's source, God, the angels, whatever what you think source is, that's the higher up. Because it seems like in some ways you feel like you're trying to get empowered, but you also feel like you're powerless right now because of certain things are going on. It's just... Beth, do you watch the news a lot? Beth?
Hello?
Do you watch
I'm here.
Do you watch the news a lot?
No.
Okay. There's some source around you that's influencing you that's got you almost, I keep getting the impression, scared and paralyzed because of a lot of things are going on right now. Does that make sense to you?
Not really.
So you're saying that with your finances and everything else, when you say, what's my financial outlook like, what do you mean by that?
I just wanted to know, like, what you see coming up for me psychically, financially, like, what you see coming up for me.
How would you say things are now?
What?
How would you say things are right now?
I'm all right.
Okay, so when you say financial situation in the future, do you want to be all right, or do you want to be extremely happy?
Well, I would like to be all right too, or happy, yeah.
Well, what I'm saying to you, Beth, is you have to make a decision which one. Right now, you're kind of leaving everything up to the universe, and the universe has nothing to really work with. Because you haven't made a definite decision.
You know what? I really just don't agree. But I thank you for your time.
Well, before you go, just think about it for a minute. You sit there and said to yourself, you're okay, but then you want to be extremely happy. I'm just saying, in the process of getting things to change, you have to make a definite decision what that change is. It's almost like I get this impression where you don't feel like you're worthy or deserving. And just, like I was telling people before, it's not a judgmental thing. I'm just asking you to take a look at that and see what you see for yourself.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
I can...
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, with the situations of all the things that have been going on, sometimes with situations, I think we should take a step back. And yes, we do psychic things of looking in the future. But I'm telling you right now, guys, when we do psychic readings, we're going by what the day is. And if you haven't made a definite decision of what you really want, then you're going to have a tough time getting it, and getting it at all. So it starts with you. Everything starts with you. And I'll sit here and tell everybody like this, with the situations of manifestations, it's the idea of making definite decisions what you want. But if you're sitting there thinking about, you want to be extremely happy, but at the same time you're telling yourself, I'm fine. Then what you're focusing on that right that minute, the universe is going to give you more of it. The universe doesn't distinguish between good and evil, and bad decisions, good decisions, negative, positive, whatever you're focusing on at that moment, you will get. Now we can sit there and say, okay, you have a great future. I feel like Beth is going to have a great future because this is a very good year for her. But in the same sense, I've always told people out there too, the reason I always stress everybody to prepare yourself for this year is because whatever you're focusing on, the kind of energy year that we have going on, it's easy to manifest things. But the one thing I would stress was, it's also easy to manifest the good as much as it is the bad. So make a definite decision for the manifest, you know, make a definite decision of what you want. You know, if you're having problems with it, work with your angels to see if you are in a situation where you think you deserve it. Because if you have something in your subconscious mind that's there and it's negative, it will keep you from what you're trying to obtain. The law of attraction always works. Yes, it does. Never stops working. It's always working, working, working. But sometimes there can be things that block the channel. And if you don't have that channel clear, they can only manifest what is there. Okay? So what you might want to do is, I recommend you get a book called John Randolph Price. The book is called The Angels Within Us, A Spiritual Guide to the 22 Angels That Govern Our Lives. The angels on the inner gateways, the angel of abundance, the angel to understanding, the angels of success. Okay, check that book out. I think you know what I'm saying. But simply just all in a psychic, okay, what's the future look for? What's it look like? I don't know what I can see. But I declared that's going to happen. If you have made the declaration, you know, the universe is like, okay, we're going to do a lot of things. We're actually saying it's going to be a decision. I'm doing the work. But I guarantee you, once you start doing the work, you start focusing on what you really do want, you get really specific about the whole thing, give it to the universe, okay, and let down the resistance for it to happen. All right, guys, we're going to sit here and talk about some things in between certain things that are going on. We have Linda West here today, and I felt like it was a great show. I feel like, you know, working with other psychics and mediums and people, I guess especially people who work with angels, which I think we all work with angels on one level or another. It's very enlightening, but I just feel like when you get in those situations of sitting back and learning and listening to what's actually being said, because each one of these readings, there's something about the whole thing. I mean, even with Beth, it's just simply, if you listen to her, she said one thing and said another in the same sentence, which gave me, you know, just clarification of what I was focusing on, of not making this decision of what she really wants. I feel like if she makes that one definite decision, her finances are going to be so great this year, she'll look back at the end of the year and just not even recognize herself of who she is right now. So let's go and answer some more questions. Okay, 610, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Diane, Eastern Pennsylvania.
Diane?
Yes.
If there's any chance you could speak up, I really appreciate it because I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now? There is a lot of feedback and chatter seem to be going on.
I do not know what that's all about. It's for some reason, it's an app. I think it's an app. I can't even say it. It's an atmospheric condition. Say that three times real fast. I'm not sure, but I'm just kind of like baffled by the last lady that was on, Beth. I mean, like I said before, I can answer questions and psychically I can tell you what's going to go on, but I can also see that she had not made that. Confirmation of exactly what she wanted, and that's what I keep saying. Confusion.
It was very obvious to anybody. At least it was to me listening. We're asking. It's kind of like you didn't have enough direction, or she just. It was hard to say what she was really looking or focusing on. Correct.
Yeah, because she said, "What does my financial look like? Well, it looks bad." But you're going to say it's okay. So it's perception, and I can tell you what it is. And Diane, let's get back to you, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I'm provoked to call in tonight and just see. What strong presence do you see? I have a lot going on, but nothing. I don't have any anxiety or fear. But I have a lot going on, and I guess I'm looking for some type of direction. I'm not sure. I'm in a new phase in life, so.
Yes. Okay. with the situation, like I said before, I feel like you're a very, very, very powerful person yourself as well. I feel like that you have a lot of angels working with you. I get the impression that you could also be a reader yourself if you really wanted to. I like that, not having fear. That kind of really opens a lot of, that seems to me like it's always opened a lot of doors for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, because sometimes that was kind of like the kick in the butt, you know, to get moving sometimes.
Uh-huh. And you're in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
It's cold up there.
Yes, it is. That's why I think all the stars are shining and, you know, not making for clear channels or something.
I'm getting, yeah. Yeah, I'd definitely say that. I'm just saying I feel like you're a very gifted person yourself, and you got a lot of things going on, but I'm sitting there asking myself, you know, you seem to be a very, very happy person.
I'm content, and I don't have any. I've had a huge understanding, awareness, and clarity. I would say things are starting to come together, but I can't. I understand why. So it's like where do I move? I don't know what my strong skills or what my. I haven't been able to identify the gifts to make the next step as to where I should go.
When I sit there and focus on you, I get the impression your gifts are very, very obvious. And I could sit there and say, hey, you know, go to Doreen Virtue, and she got a great book. But, you know, that's a great thing to do, and I feel like it would be a great teaching tool for you to work with, because it has something you have in your hands, which seems very important to you. But I really feel like that with the situation of, like you're here, you know, you're talking to me. And the idea of connecting with angels seems like it's a very important thing to do right now, of sitting down and making more time to actually do those meditations, of asking them to point things out to you. I'm sitting here shuffling my cards as I speak, which is my angel cards. So, but I really pick up that
I have enough people up there, that's for sure, that have passed on.
Yes.
So I don't know who's kind of nudging me or holding me back or or they're just having fun watching me. I don't know.
Yeah. This is funny, too, because the very first card that I pull out of my deck is listening. So it's the ideal. If you listen to yourself, in some ways, you're really logical and analytical in certain ways. And they're trying to get you to think. Because sometimes the situation, like we said before, it's not a judgmental thing, and I think you know that. It's the idea of a place to start. I'm thinking, because the reason, I'm trying to put this in the right words. See,
that tell it to me straight. I don't misinterpret anything.
No. I'm just trying to get, it's like seeing pictures and hearing things, but also trying to get the words to put them out so I can actually see. Because the situation I got with listening was the idea of you being too analytical. You need to sit there and focus back into spiritual lifestyle, because what I was trying to say was the reason I have, me personally, do not go to schooling. Like, I people walk up to me and say, how many years of psychology have you had? Because you're really good. None. I would like to, I do everything, I guess some people call it organically, but I just call it, you know, the ideal of living and just being in those things. Because I think if I go to school and I'm in that kind of environment, it kind of ruins it. And it puts a limitations on what I could do because of what I've been told. So I don't do that. So I learn in other ways, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the idea of judging you or nothing. It's just the idea of helping you get back to your spiritual self that never went to school because it didn't have to, because you've learned things throughout your lifetime, and many lifetimes. You've had, like, at least over 11 lifetimes, okay? So
no wonder I feel old sometimes.
Right, but you also look at the situation, why it's so easy to deal with people, because you've learned how to do that many, many lifetimes. You know, I had somebody that met me one time, too, and said, you are a very, very, very old soul. I said, okay, well, you try to rub it in. You know, I feel old today. But, you know, so it was one of those things. But he looked at me and he said, I don't see how you can deal with these humans. The very first thing that came across my mind was, why are you a psychic reader if when I do psychic readings, what I try to do is be spiritual as much as I can, so I don't let worldly things or human things come into the in play, or logical, or as most people call it, the ego, okay? And that's what I'm saying with the situation here. The angels are telling you to listen. Stop trying so hard and trying. Because I get this impression that you're trying and thinking, what should I do? When it's simply just listening and spontaneously letting yourself be gravitated toward it. And I feel like it's something you've been doing for a very long time. And the reason I do that, because they give me pictures of what I used to do. You know, I do relationship counseling. I've been giving advice since I was 10 years old. But it wasn't until like 20 years ago where it clicked in and said, okay, I've been looking for something where I thought my life purpose was, and then realized, you're right, it is, because I've been doing it my whole life. So that's what I'm saying with you, is the ideal of just bringing your vibration down a little bit and stop trying to force something to come to the forefront. I can't even say it.
Now, that makes sense, though, yes, because I am extremely logical. And you get frustrated. I'm trying to free myself up, which is something different for me, something new.
It can drive you crazy, because I've done the same thing myself, and it's like my angels have a tendency to put me on situations to learn from inside out. I mean, I've been in abusive relationships because I think I used to be so egotistic, because I would say, well, get your ass out of that freaking relationship. What do you think you're doing? And it wasn't until I was actually put into one where I realized how easy it is to get sucked up into one of those things and to make excuses. So, you know, I lived it. So I was sitting there looking at the situation with you. I've also done the same thing. Well, you know, this is this and this and this. But when you listen to the angels, what you start picking up a lot is the ideal of, how would I put this? There's no limitations. And see, when you're focusing, what is it? You're still in that idea of focusing like that. You're putting limitations on it. You know, because it has to be a certain thing. When actually it might be something that you never even thought about because it's so easy.
Wow. It all makes sense. It really does. Because really, you can't force something. And I'm very fortunate I'm in a situation that I do have this time. And there isn't like an, oh my goodness. You know,
yeah.
So that's why I'm trying to take advantage of the time. But still, it's frustrating. And I just have to keep it simple then. Just
yeah.
Listen.
Right. Hmm. Do you have a New York connection? For some reason, we talk, I keep getting New York.
A friend of mine in a support group was thinking of doing a field trip to New York next week. And
okay.
So I had responded to her email-wise, so that's a possibility.
What is your hesitation or your... It's like you have the something about the going to New York is a hesitation of you're not really sure about.
Oh, I wouldn't go up by myself. I would go up with her.
Okay.
That would be the thing.
Okay, so I'm just saying I keep getting, when I'm focusing on you, is that you really don't want to go because there's some insecurities about the situation of even going with her. So I'm just saying with the situation, I get the impression you should let that go and you should go. I feel like it's a good experience to go with this person. There's some trust issues there. I don't know what that's all about. That's something you need to work with. But it's also being honest with yourself if you do have trust issues. It could be just simply that. If you have if you don't trust her, there's a reason why. She's a great person, but I'm just saying, in certain situations, it's just the idea of being honest with yourself so you can actually get to the root of it. Does that make sense to you?
Somewhat, because she's more psychic related. You know, she's the one who got, you know, would call me occasionally and say, hey, you got to talk to this psychic. So I'm still getting to know her.
No. Right. No.
And I didn't think I had any trust issues with her.
Well, sometimes trust issues is just the ideal of the unknown, okay? So
okay.
But you don't know a lot about her. And some of the things that she does, I get the impression she can be a little bit pushy.
I think at this particular point, she's somebody that's just kind of opening my eyes to different things and possibility, and I'm trying to force myself to be open-minded also.
Well, I guess we could interpret that the idea of being pushy as being passionate.
Ah, okay.
Because, you know, when you look at the thing, like I said before, it's like tell everybody else, we have to sit here and look at situations on how people perceive them too. Just because our intent's not that we didn't intend to do things, people still interpret the way they interpret because of who they are. And this is a very strong individual. I think you're going to learn a lot about yourself of being friends with her.
There was something that drew me to her when I happened to meet her in a group of 35 people, not quite a year ago. So, okay.
I'm just saying, you know, you're a great person, and when you attract people, you got to sit there and think about that too.
I guess I just have to put my self-confidence jacket on, or that's
but,
all.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about before, working with your angels. Just brings you back to who you really are and to have trust in that. You know, when I was sitting talking about doing psychic readings and that kind of stuff, I think you'd be really good at it. It's a confidence about yourself, but some people say, well, I don't have the confidence to do that. I say, where do you think we get the confidence at in the first place is the ideal of putting yourself in it. And the more you do it, the more you're confident you get. And you just find out things about yourself. And I think there's a lot of things coming up here with a lot of opportunities. I would definitely say in the next two months. And I feel like there's, oh, shoot. For some reason, I pick up with you that you might actually have pain in your arms.
In my fingers, but it's unusual you say that. I've done acupuncture. And she will find a tenderness point in my arm and then give me acupuncture accordingly.
Yeah, because it's like in the arms between your forearms and your upper arms. You could feel like pains in there around the tendons. I would describe it as it's not really located in one spot. It goes back and forth.
Interesting. I don't feel it. I feel something more in my knees, but that maybe that's something that it's for me. They're saying, "Hey,
take a look.
Track of it. Don't lift anything over something." I don't know. I'll listen to the spirits.
Well, what I get is the idea of exercise. So it's like, you know, it could be the idea of
a good pain.
Yeah, but I also get the idea of working out more too, of watching yourself. I don't know how to put it. It's like there's no problems. It's just that you need to exercise more, but also in a more of a aerobic way.
Yes.
It's like a combination of weights and aerobics. What that means is just keep switching it up because you have a tendency to get stuck in routines.
Yes.
So change that up a little bit. And people go, well, okay, you're picking up on that kind of stuff. Why are you doing that? I'm also a personal trainer. So that's why they tell me that, because I know exactly what's going on. And you just need to tone up more.
Yes.
The ideal, don't be fearful of it because you will gain weight. But everybody has to realize that muscle weighs more than fat. And also when you have those muscles strengthened up in your legs, you feel more supportive of yourself. That's why you have pain in your lower leg.
That makes sense. That really does.
So all I want you to do is just follow you know these things yourself. And like I said before, I'm not being judgmental in any way. It's just the idea of saying, okay, just learn how to trust yourself and follow through what you need to do. When you're in the gym and when you walk into the gym and there's something that tells you you should do something at that point, that's them talking to you and saying, okay, this is what you should do today because there's certain parts of your body that would respond to it better. I do the same thing too. I walk in, prepare to do chest and back, and then they say, I see shoulders and triceps. So in there, I would switch up, and I noticed that when I do that,
really shouldn't think that much. It should just kind of like the Nike commercial, just do it. I mean, go with my first gut reaction, which sometimes I try to think why, and it doesn't matter why.
No, it doesn't. We've said this before, too. Do fish need to know what water is to live?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you have a lot. When I say opportunities are coming, it's the ideal certain things that you need to do to open you up. Plus, also working out for you is also like a chakra cleansing in itself.
Yes.
And I get this card here. I usually pull out about 5 or 6 cards for people. But for some reason, I was instructed to pull out just 2 for you. And it was listen and patience. So, you know, with a situation like that, I just feel like you have a lot coming to you. Just open your arms up and just say, I deserve it. Because you know, sometimes sometimes in situations you don't feel like you're deserving, and I don't know why, because I really don't see a reason for it, but we could trace it back to your mother, but we won't go there.
Interesting, yes.
Okay.
Even because I had a good relationship, but it kind of gives me a pinpoint of the source, and you're absolutely right with some of the things you have picked up on and are mentioning. Nothing that it's like, oh my goodness, earth-shattering, but...
Right. Well, sometimes in situations or readings, it's just the idea where eureka moments are more of you, and you're, you know, go, oh, okay, wow. That was something I already knew, but I didn't. But
well, I guess having the responsibility, so much part of my life. Now I have the freedom for myself, and you almost feel guilty. It's like, oh my goodness, I'm spending time for me.
Yes, it is. It's like one of those things of, it's okay. You know, it is a hard thing to learn for a lot of people to just be themselves, which is. When you are being nice to people, they're going to be nice to you. So learn how to take that. I understand where you're coming from. I mean, I've been getting a lot of praises for doing this show, and I've just never had that before because of where I come from. My family's always been very critical of this. So I don't. Sometimes there are some days I go, okay, thank you. I don't know how to take it. But I'm learning to sit there and go, okay, thank you. And to also tell the angels, this is great. I love this, so give me more. It's kind of hard to do that when everything's going good, to even ask for more. But also ask yourself, in the past, when you didn't ask, things can slow down.
So don't feel guilty and enjoy. Yes. Listen more. And be patient.
Yes, because I was here looking at Archangel Rigel, which is a card here I have. It says Divine Order, but it's also talking about everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion. See the underlying order. What's really going on? Okay?
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure out and say, okay, you have a lot of, you really have a lot of things coming to you. And I think that's why they're focusing on opening your arms to receive it. And it's okay.
Yeah, I have a huge decision to make as far as financial arrangements and settlements. You know, I've been given a deal, and certain things don't seem or feel right, or I say, don't make a big decision because there's something else I need to take into consideration by the end of this month. I don't know. That's
You have a deal in a situation that keeps telling me not to do it.
I have to, but I'm not sure if a couple things need to be rearranged as far as... need to take you don't want something 10 years down the road, something's telling me, get control of it now. It'll be a little bit of a fight, but I think I'll be okay. Meaning myself be in control and not, it's ending a long-term relationship settlement.
Okay, I'm just saying with the situation, I mean, that's why I was trying to figure out what it was. Cause to me, it almost comes off like a lawsuit, the way it's been playing itself out.
It doesn't have to if I agree to certain terms.
I'm just saying with the situation, don't agree to the terms until you're actually comfortable with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still workable. It's still a workable situation in your favor if you just focus on that yourself. Exactly what do you want? And you will get it. I've seen this situation before. People go, I don't know, you know, you're looking at your lawyers, you're looking at the law, you're looking at what's going on around you, and like you said before, being too logical and not realizing your angels are telling you right now, if there's something you don't feel comfortable about, there's a reason why. You're very intuitive, and that's why I keep getting over and over again. You're very powerful, and it keeps coming up as you're a very powerful psychic.
I guess they know my next career.
Yes, they do. So I also feel like you should take some money and invest that into yourself and to what that is all about as well.
I've always had a fascination with tarot, but really had a reading myself, so that's why I find this interesting.
Well, why don't you do this? I always do this from time to time. Right now, kind of getting a little sporadic about the whole thing, but I usually give away an hour reading on every about four or five shows. So I think this is about our fourth or fifth show, but we haven't done one in a while, and I feel like that for some reason I should give it to you. So why don't you give me a call, and we'll do a reading so you get an idea what it's all about in first-hand basis.
Okay.
Because I have tarot cards. I usually use my angel cards, but it's really cool about actually looking into tarot and finding out what the basics on a lot of the things are. I have a book that I've been studying quite a bit about how the 22 arcana, the higher arcana, are actually backed by, each one of those cards are backed by an angel. And a lot of people ask that.
And what time should I call? You know,
right now I'm telling everybody to call after the show. I'm not doing readings after the show. What I'm doing is I'm scheduling them for the next couple of days.
Okay, so I can call and then schedule the reading.
You can call me right after we get down here to the show.
Okay.
I usually tell everybody to call me around 9:30 because sometimes if I have a lot of people still in my queue, I will stay on here until everybody is gone. I will answer every question before I go anywhere. You know, sometimes I'm actually on the show. I'm actually here a half hour to 45 minutes after the show goes off the air.
Okay.
So I usually say about 9:30. But if you do call and I'm not just answering the phone, I'm pretty much with somebody. So.
Okay, and what number should I call?
The number is 937.
Mm-hmm.
638-638-6337. I always want to do it like those psychic lines do. The first 5 minutes are free. But,
I look forward to calling you at 9:30 then, Johnny, and scheduling the psychic reading for myself.
Well, that's okay, but you have to call me Donnie, okay?
Donnie.
That's okay. It happens.
The feedback on the lines was misleading me. So there you go. You proved that I have to listen.
Yeah, I tell everybody, I said, you know, it's great to get on the show and talk and do our readings and stuff here, but getting a personal reading, we do those on the phone, and I also can do them on Skype if that's good for you too as well, because you get a better connection and that kind of thing. So, but
okay.
Yeah, definitely do that. Okay,
Donnie, thank you very much, and I'll call you after the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, bye now.
Bye bye. Let's go on to our next caller, which is area code 321. Here on the air. How are you? Welcome to the show. And what's your name?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. How are you?
Oh, hi.
What's your name?
My name is Tanisha.
And where are you calling from?
Orlando.
I keep thinking about ghosts, remember? I'm sorry, guys. I like Whoopi Goldberg. She's really funny. Orlando. Okay, come in. Which is kind of fitting, isn't it? I'm thinking about her, and we're doing readings. So do you have a couple of questions for me?
Yes, I do. My question is about my boyfriend. His name is Sean, and I kind of like been pondering: are we going to make it as a couple?
There's a lot of when I sit there when I focus on this, I get a lot of self-centeredness on his part. Do you know what I mean?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Within the relationship, I pick up on him being very self-centered.
Yes, he is.
And with the situation with you, you can be, and don't take this the wrong way, okay? It's just the idea of looking at things and saying you can be self-centered too because you're really focused on what is going to happen or what doesn't happen. So when I say self-centeredness, it means you're focusing on yourself a lot.
Yes.
But you're also focusing on the problems and stuff, and you should be focusing on the solution because it seems like there's a lot of things that you want to do that you haven't been, that you really have put off doing because of this relationship.
Right.
So when I pick up the whole thing of it actually going anywhere, like I said before, when it comes to psychic readings, guys, you got to understand when it comes to relationships, on how that relationship's going to turn out, it depends on you and being honest with yourself what you see. I mean, if you're with this person and you just don't see it, You should trust that. That's your intuition talking to you and saying, you know, this is not the guy. Because if this was a guy, he would treat you the way you want to be treated, and he don't do that.
Right.
So it's just the idea of being honest with yourself and saying, okay, see, I am psychic because I knew that. But also looking at yourself and saying, hey, so are you. You saw it before I did. So it's just the idea of being honest with yourself and making that decision to do what you got to do, because if, in the process of this situation of making the right decision, you're not just helping yourself, you're also helping him. Because if you're not meant to be together, that means he's meant for somebody else as well. So it's just the ideal, since he does not have the strength to make the decision, then the decision is yours. But you're also a caring person, so honestly, you're really doing a good thing for both of you. Does that make sense to you?
You say it's not a good thing for both of us?
You know that. If he's not giving you what you want, then you're not happy.
Right.
He's not happy.
Right.
I also pick up kids here.
He has kids. We had a child together, but our child passed away.
Okay. But also remember one thing. With children, it's not really, it doesn't matter if they're here or there. They're still with you.
Okay.
And what happens in the situations of being happy, sometimes it's best to be apart than be together. I'm just saying, I sit here and look at the situation. I really don't think I don't feel like it's going to make it. It's not going to go anywhere. But it's also one of those things that you have to come to that realization yourself as well. I really feel like you have. It's like you really look at it, but you don't want to give it up yet. Because you're using that excuse, I love him. That's great. But I'm not questioning that. I'm questioning I'm questioning this two-way street, which I see as one way.
Right.
You can be very self-centered, but at the same time, you can be very giving. And that's actually really good, because you just got to learn how to give it to you. You have to be not selfish, but just give yourself the praise for what you've done, but also be honest with yourself that you are a great person. Okay? And even, I mean, I've seen it before. We all sit here talking about, I'm a bad person at this, too, and be proud of it. But then when we get into relationships, we have a tendency to look at things differently because we're scared those people are going to leave us. It's more of a self-reflection of not knowing yourself. And when you look at this guy, there's things about you that scare you because you're thinking, in some ways, you're thinking life is passing you by. If you were with the right person, you'd be happy and you would be thinking those things. So it's just the idea for you to sit down and look at them yourself. I mean, it could be simply me saying, oh yeah, it's going to be great. But I just don't feel that. And I feel like the reason I'm picking that up a lot too is because you're feeling the same way.
Okay.
You can tell me wrong. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm just saying, I understand. You know, there seems like there's a very strong love for this guy, but I'm just saying, be honest with yourself. Being honest with yourself is going to do nothing but help you, not do anything. It's not taking nothing. This is also one thing I wanted to say, everybody. Nothing's taken away from you. You know, God give us and God take us away. I think that's a materialistic guy who said that, because it's one of those situations that things do leave our lives, but I also believe that when one leaves, something better is coming in.
Okay.
There's somebody better for you who is like you more, because it's a person that's going to respect you, not the ideal of a person who just wants to hang on to you because they're scared of being by themselves.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it is.
It's a hard decision. Believe me, I've been there myself too, okay? I just had to do this 2 years ago. I thought for sure I was going to get back with this girl and everything else. And it didn't happen. That's always best to people. Sometimes in situations, you should ask more questions. I'll say, okay, so is this person coming back? Or is this person going to be here? Yes. But is it a good thing? No. And that's what I never heard. I did some readings too. People say, well, this is great. You guys got great cards and blah, 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 blah. But when
somebody, that's true, because we always come back, but that's true.
Yeah, because I had this girl come back, and when she started talking to me, I'm thinking, my angel said she's coming back, but watch what she says. It'll give you the answers. You know, they're always trying to do that, be nurturing. And sure enough, when she came back, I started listening to her talk. I'm like, oh, I got to think about this. I just wasn't willing to go through any more unhappy things again. I mean, I come to a point and say, I want to be happy. And I feel like that's where you're at right now. I want to be happy. And that's what I'm saying. Look at the situation and ask yourself, can you be happy with this person?
Well, he asked me that, too. You know, he's like, do you see yourself? Can you see yourself being happy with me? Can you see yourself waking up to me the rest of your life? And I was like, yeah. But then again, I was like,
Yeah, so I'm saying to you, just be honest with yourself. Sometimes relationships don't break up because of fights and arguments and hatred. Sometimes they break up just because of the realization that you're not supposed to be together. And you go two different directions. I mean, if you're still feeling like something's pulling on you to go, then what's happening is the person you're supposed to be with is still calling out to you because you're not together. Think about that.
Okay.
That would help you, because I've had the same thing too. It's like being together and you feel like in the midst of being together, you're still being pulled in two different directions. There's a reason why, because more likely the person you're with is not the person you're going to be with. It was just like a learning experience, and it's come to the end, and that's where you're coming out. You're like, oh, I don't, you know, but you, I can't deal with this. Just be honest with yourself. The idea of being happy is not the idea of compromising because you got one. It's taking a risk and going, no, I deserve the best, so therefore go get the best.
Okay.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
And you get a chance, get in there and get one of those $10 readings. I think you could really get it. I think it really benefits you a lot.
I didn't hear what you said. Can you say that again?
I said, if I was you, I would take advantage of getting one of those $10 readings, okay?
Okay.
At least do a past life reading, okay?
Okay.
Because I think it would help you out a lot to understand why you do what you do. Because it seems like you like to save people, too.
Come on, for him or period?
Period. You like to save people. You like to take the burden up on your own shoulders to make the life. So I mean, I'm just saying. I think if we could do a past life reading with you, we can help you understand why.
Okay.
Okay. Get in there as quick as you can. And thank you. I appreciate the call and thank you. And I'm just saying. I'm serious. Just sit down. If you've got any kind of ill feelings about certain things you don't want to do, then respect yourself enough to say, okay, I deserve to be happy, and just do what you got to do, okay? You can do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
Look
forward to hearing from you, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye now. All right, so on to our next caller. Okay, guys, get in there. We got 56 minutes left in the show. Plenty of time to answer your questions, so if you want to call in, call me at 646-721-9031. And if you want to call me and get a private reading, which right now, for you calling the show, it's only $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour for a reading. We can also do past life regressions, psychic readings, tarot card readings, angel card readings, whatever it is. We can take care of the hour. I usually recommend you at least get 2 hours since the rates are so cheap, because 2 hours will give us enough time where there's no pressure there. So give me a call. The number is 937-838-6337. Or reach me on my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Or contact my friend, Desiree, who is the Adored Angel. She has a show here on Blog Talk Radio at 8:30 Pacific Time called The Adored Angel Show. She does great readings. So give her a call as well. Her number is 818-200-7431. Or contact her at her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. And get in there and get that done, okay? I look forward to working with you. And if you have a child who's very gifted but you don't know how to deal with it, give me a call and I can work with you and we can help you both learn how to deal, and we can actually help that child nurture that gift, not hinder it. So give us a call, 937-838-6337. And next caller. Okay, 860. You're on the air. How are you? Welcome to the show. There's nobody there. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. 860. Okay. Hello. 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 Okay, guys. Let's get those calls in here so we can answer some questions. The number here is 646-721-9031. Call in. We'll be glad to answer your questions for anything you want to. Today we have Linda West on the show. She has a show here on Block Talk Radio called Empowered Life with Linda West on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, which it's actually, she's in Arizona. So I think it's actually more Central Time. They don't change anything out there in Arizona, so check on the timing. Which I guess you would just check to Arizona. Check out her show. It's really good. Plus, shoot, I'm losing my freaking mind. We were sitting here going over some stuff, so therefore, give me a call. Let's take some readings. What do you say? Love to work with you. And I was thinking about something. I can't remember what it was. We were talking about, yesterday, we were talking about HemiSync CDs. So, you know, if you want to get some HemiSync CDs, they're really great CDs for meditations. Given their company, they got CDs for connecting with angels. They have CDs for helping cure cancer. CDs for about anything you can think of. So give them a call. What is that number? The number is 1-800-541-2488. That number again is 800-541-2488, or you can call them straight through. The direct number is 434-263-8692. They're open from Monday through Friday, 8:30 in the morning until 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. They also have a fax number. If you want to call the fax number, that's 434-263-8699. Or you can contact them at their website, which is hemi-sync.com. So give them a call. Check that out. That's really good. Also, there's a couple of shows you might want to check out, which is the Adored Angel show here on Block Talk Radio, which is on 8:30 Pacific Time. We also have Courtney Intuitive Corner, which is, I think it's on tonight. Actually, it should be on right now. Or it was on. I'm not sure. Anyway, check out our show. Just check out our website. Check out our page on here. It's a really good show. It's called Courtney's Intuitive Corner. It's usually on 7 p.m. Okay, also, Psychic Marissa. She gives free readings. She calls herself the real psychic. And she's usually on at 11 a.m. nightly. Check out that show. She's really good. And it's kind of crazy. Also, check out a show that's on Wednesdays, Voice of the Angels, at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Also, I had a couple more here, too. Now I can't find them. Isn't that great? Don't you just love it when you're trying to get a hold of something and then you can't? We have some friends on here at the beginning of the week. Eamon and Amin. Two brothers have a talk show here on Block Talk Radio called Divine Healing Pack. That's spelled P-A-Q. It's a group that they have. And you think they're on now, tonight, at the 14th at 8 p.m. There's also a psychic medium, Shauna Lee. And she's going to be on again at the 21st of this month at 4 p.m. And like we said, we have Linda West here, who has a show called Empowered Life. She got some shows coming up here, too. She's usually on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Arizona time. So give those shows a try. Check them out. We've also been recommending this book that you try. This is a really good book, I think, because it talks a lot about the angels that back up the 22 High Arcana cards. It's called The Angels Within Us, A Spiritual Guide to the 22 Angels That Govern Our Lives. It's by a guy named John Randolph Price, who is he's the author of the Super Beings book. And also, you should check that book out as well. So let's go on and take some calls. We have some. We have a lot of time. So let's see what's up. What do you say? What do you say? I am losing my freaking mind here because we have some technical difficulties. So I'm trying to get my focus back. So just be patient with me, and we'll see what happens. Let's go to our next caller. Area code 407. You're on the show. Welcome. What's your name?
Hi. Hi. My name is Lori, and I've gotten an excellent angel reading from you. And if there's no other callers in the calling queue, I'd like to have a psychic reading, if that's okay.
Well, let me think here. We got we only have three people on the line, so I don't see no problem. So you're fading in a little bit, so I'm just saying be patient with that too, and we'll definitely try to hear it as clearly as you can. Okay.
Okay, I hear you fine.
Okay. Now, I'm just saying with the situation, just go ahead and ask your questions. And
yeah, I have been networking with friends and picking up my address book and trying to network to see if I can get a job like that, networking with people. How do you see that panning out for me with the calls that I've made today?
What I see there is the idea of what you're doing is going to pan off. It's going to pan up. What's the word? It's going to pan out. Yeah, there we go. The thing I keep seeing 2 months in the making here, okay? So you're making a lot of connections. A lot of things are falling into place, but you also see a lot of connections that you're making that are connecting to other people that you're not aware of. And I feel like I keep getting 2 months. I get the impression you want it to happen a little bit quicker than that. But it seems like 2 months is a really good time.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I am, but that just seems like an eternity.
What's that?
I'm here, but that just seems like an eternity.
It does, but 2 months goes by quicker than you think. Also, the situation that you should take some time while you're here on the air, because we're connected to a lot of people as well, that you could give your information out of people who are looking for those kind of things. If that's, you know, like I said before, you can do that. If you're comfortable with it yourself, just give the information out over the air right now of how people could connect with you.
Well,
that might have an opportunity like this.
Yeah, that's a golden opportunity, but I just feel peace about doing that, and when I feel peace, I will be able to do that.
Okay.
I was connecting with an old friend that I've known for like 15 years, and I want to do something in the clerical field, something to where I can use my liking, and I'm just really strongly drawn to communication. I enjoy communicating, whether it's fax, telephone, writing, email. That's just what I feel really, really gifted and really, really special. It's bringing me a lot of joy.
Right. And I'm not, you know, I sit there and sit there, look at the situation and say, you know, in some ways, there's a whole lot more to do. You're going to connect with, and I also get the impression of an opportunity coming to you in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's one of those things. I call it a hop and a skip that gets you where you want to be at.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
but in some ways you're still kind of not confident with your own gifts and talents. And I just feel like there's an opportunity coming up in 2 weeks that'll put you into a situation where you will.
No, I'm comfortable with what I already know about myself, which is communication. I already know about communication. Anything past that, I mean, I've got, you know, 25-plus year experience of communicating in, you know, commercial insurance or underwriting or just anything that, you know, puts people together. And if there's a skill or a trade or something, I can fit in the gaps. That's what...
Oh, no, yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
I was Go ahead, I'm sorry. No, I was just saying, all the other thing I want to confirm to you is the very first card I pulled out of the deck, after I shuffled the cards for you, it was Counselor.
Wow.
Because the card says, basically, you are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance. I just feel like you need to take that position as quick as possible, but also look at the situation of study, of maybe being put in certain situations that you don't think that would be what you really want, but will help you with certain things about yourself to actually obtain that. I mean, sometimes in situations, the confidence of yourself has a tendency to resonate to people more than what you say. I mean, you're just a hands person of opening up. It's like Allstate and insurance, where you have the hands, your open hands of helping people. It just says study, too. But, you know, don't take it as a, some people take it as a slap in the face of being in something a little smaller. I mean, when I'm with my situation, when I was in Colorado, when I got my second shop, I thought this little shop was beneath me. And it wasn't until I actually put myself in it and let it be, because that's where they guided me to go. It was actually everything I needed. It gave me the skills to do a lot of other things, working with people. It was just on a smaller format, and it seemed to be more comfortable. I'd had the big stuff, and then the small stuff came along, and I think it was a lot of great things were going on. But even the small little shop that I had there afterwards was still a very powerful beacon, like anything else. I just didn't see it that way until I put myself into it. And then, after making that decision, that's when it seemed like there was all these opportunities behind that that was so overwhelming. But at the same time, it was like, okay, it was just simply accepting it. And then it says, whatever you're focusing on right this moment and the ideal, the situations, two weeks to 2 months is going to, I mean, we consider it could be an eternity, but...
Not 2 weeks. I'm fine with 2 weeks. And I'm passionate about communicating, you know, bringing people and bringing understanding between one side and another. I'm not beneath anything. I want to be employed.
No, I understand that, too. I mean, I do the same thing when I'm doing the show. You know, it's something, when you sit here and say, I want to be employed because of a certain security with that. But also look at your gifts and look who you are. If you wasn't who you was, it doesn't matter what kind of job it was. If you don't put the effort into it and be you, it was never a success. It was always a success when you put yourself into it, your personality and everything there is about you. I'm just saying with what you're focusing on, the next card I pull out too was the answered prayers card. So basically everything's been answered. It's just the idea of having faith and letting things fall into place like they need to. Prosperity's right behind that. It's basically saying you need to focus on what you need and what you want to do, because it's like they're talking about your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition to manifest your dreams into reality. Now that's kind of fitting. That's why I read the card. I mean, it's just like boom. That's just, I mean, gosh, that kind of describes it to a T of just saying everything's been answered. We just don't want you to give up 5 minutes before your prayer. How would you put this? Don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens. You're very clairvoyant. So just see things for what they are. Sometimes the idea of being clairvoyant is just the idea of seeing things and seeing past the illusion. You see things that most people don't see. So, your next card is to focus. I love these cards. And then the next thing is you're looking for serenity in your life. Well, serenity, to have serenity in your life and to be happy and to have that energy around you is because of you. Connect with your angels. You're looking for that for a reason. You're looking to connect with the source of who you really are. Oh, sorry, I had a cramp in my leg. I just feel like it could be 2 months, but I also get the card miracle. So we know for a fact that what miracles are, they defy reality. So I just get really a lot of things with the situation that's going to turn around that may surprise you, and maybe it's just something that like you said, 2 months seems like a long time. But for the big picture, I mean, just like imagine, if you could get, if in 2 months you could get everything you wanted and be in the positions you want to be, and it's a lifetime commitment, and all you had to do is wait 2 months, wouldn't you do it?
Four.
That's what I'm saying to you. You know, peace. It's like, remember one thing attracts everything to you. It's that energy of love. Are you being loving, or are you putting too much focus on the position itself?
No,
it's just a question. It's just a question. I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking you. This is something you should ask yourself, and then just be honest with what you see. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I just keep getting the impression you should just stop and take a look at it. So don't think anything about that. Like it's some kind of judgmental things. This one card I get is. I would say your last card is divine timing. Everything's going to happen accordingly. We just want you to make sure everything about yourself. The idea of sitting down and looking at yourself, it just simply could be you're on the right path, and they just want you to see that too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any children at all?
I've been praying, and in my in my energy field, I feel a child.
Huh.
Does that make any sense? I feel a child in him.
No, it makes perfect sense. I'm just trying to focus on it to see in what sense. Because a lot of times people pick up spirits around them that could be simply from miscarriages. Sorry. Can't figure why I'm having so much trouble with my sinuses. Something I'm allergic to. If I could just find it. Maybe it's Ohio. I don't know.
mm-hmm.
But I'm saying with your situation, you know, you have this passion. But I almost want to say put the energy into the passion instead of the position. See, like that would actually attract opportunities a whole lot quicker. Alrighty?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to sit there and tell you to call me after the show so we can actually have at least another 20-minute talk, okay?
Okay.
That's what I get. Very strongly. Oh, shoot. Yeah, you definitely need to do that, okay?
Okay.
I don't mean to freak you out or nothing, but that's just the way it came to me.
Okay.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
Yes, and I'm just saying, if there was some way you could actually go outside and ground yourself, it'd be great. Hug a tree. Okay.
Just go stand up against a tree and ground myself with white light? Is that what you're saying?
Actually, I want you to hug it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's one of those meditations I used to do to ground was I hug the tree. I imagine the roots and also roots coming out of the bottom of my feet going into the ground. Those roots will also connect with other roots, and it's like a chain reaction of continually connecting to other roots until you're connected to the whole world. Okay? Once you're connected to the whole world and you're grounded, don't be surprised if you don't get some other opportunities to come in your lap. Because you think you're also a counselor, but you're a very strong teacher as well. I just feel like you do that. If you do that, at least just give it the morning and do it, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And just let yourself get into the whole thing. I know the idea of maybe in the situation, I don't know where you're at, but you're in Florida.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. If
you can find palm trees are pretty powerful, really they are. I lived in Daytona, and I was always, it was either a palm tree or a big sycamore. Very powerful trees there. So if you could find one of those two, what's the thing you can find palm trees? You should definitely give that meditation a try, okay?
Okay. Well, we'll do that.
Okay, and we'll talk after the show.
Thanks. Thank you, Miss Donnie.
I'm just saying, be patient. just be patient with me because I might be on the phone scheduling other ones because I'm not scheduling anything else for the night.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hello, 617. You're on the air. How are you? What's your name?
Oh, hi, my name's Anthony. I am from Boston.
Anthony.
How are you doing, Journeyman?
How am I doing?
Yeah, yeah, I see you got the sniffles or something.
Oh, it's got to be some kind of allergic reaction or something.
Mm-hmm.
It just came on. I don't feel sick. I just can't breathe.
do you take medicine for that, like decongestion?
I do not take. I had a girlfriend. I used to freak out because I actually had sinus infections and pneumonia, and I refused to take any medication because it just hinders me from hearing anything. I used to be scared of it one time, I guess, in some ways, but I wasn't listening. But now I want to listen all the time because there's just so many things that I've learned and actually kept myself out of trouble. But I like to keep the channels open, and medication seems to block those channels.
Oh, wow.
So
maybe it's time for you to get rest.
Well, I'm taking, because I've already got that. So I had a friend of mine who I was just talking to on the phone, and she told me that I needed to take a break, and I'm taking a break for the night. I have to.
Okay.
So,
well,
go ahead, man.
Okay. I was just saying, I never had a reading before, like a card reading or something. So I'm feeling, a little stuck in my life, and I know that we're going through the shift right now, and I kind of feel a lot of things, emotions. But,
yeah.
I hope I pull out of it because I see that working, the 9-to-5 job is kind of gone from my economy now, and we have to try to find ideas to make, become entrepreneurs and do things like that. So
it's all, yes, it's also a shift in consciousness. People are starting to see things differently. It's like in the United States, the biggest problem in the United States is people put money first, even before themselves. They're sacrificing. Now, sacrificing in the Bible does not mean that you give up certain things. It's saying that in the process of giving up things, they'll be replaced by your faith. So it's not saying, so giving them up and hoping you'll get faith out of that. No. It's the idea of having faith first of saying, I can do this because, for example, I've done this before when things are like you said, they're slow. What I do is I will take a $20 bill, and I will sit there and say, I believe the universe is prosperous and abundant. And I will take that $20 bill, stick it in an envelope, and send it to a charity. And say, I believe the universe is so abundant and prosperous that this is my last $20 bill. But is it really my last $20 bill? No, it's not. It's unlimited. So therefore, and every time I've done that, when I had my shop, those were the days I made the most money. So it's like a releasement of letting down your resistance to let this stuff come in. Because you're not making anything really happen. What you're doing is you're just working on getting things out of the way, opening those channels up again. Because when I picture you and focus on you, it's like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You're doing that chuggy 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 to the top, and you're about ready to get to the top, and you're going to be, down to abundance.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying with you. I keep getting over. I can even hear the chain, So with the situation in hand, it's just, you can't get caught up in the whole thing either because that creates chaos.
Yeah.
So you have to sit there and focus. Like we were telling the old lady, she's focusing on a lot of people. Well, we won't use her as an example because I don't want to make her feel bad, but I'm saying, sometimes we have a tendency to focus on a position or we think the job is going to save us when, no, it's not. That's the idea of connecting with Source and also having faith in yourself. We've all heard the saying in the Bible where it says, love yourself as you love your neighbors. Love your neighbors as you love yourself. But do you also understand what it says in there? You have to love yourself or you cannot do the other. So it's the idea of love. Love is one of those strong energies that attracts everything we need. If we just learn how to be still and not worry so much, because worry is a lack of faith.
And that's so important in these times. I thank you for that.
Yeah, but also I want to tell everybody, the idea of times is what we make it. So therefore, what's happening right now is consciousness is telling us the economy sucks. Now, if we feed into that, then we feel the same way. But if you also look around, there's a lot of people doing really well. Okay? So that's what I tell people. don't, it's not, we're not trying to be mean or nothing, but do you really want to look at the people who are not doing good? They haven't figured it out yet. You want to find somebody. It's like a computer. If you tap it, take your computer and tap it into someone's laptop that's corrupted, then you're going to be corrupted. So what you want to do is tap into a computer that's prosperous, so therefore you get that programming too, and then you have a guideline to go by.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Journeyman, but I do feel as though the civility is gone in America, and we don't really connect with each other. We're trying to avoid each other. I think we can learn a lot from one another. But I do feel there's a lack of that, and I think it goes back to the overall times and the culture where we've gone through so much. People are afraid of losing everything now.
That is true. And one thing I was telling a friend of mine, I was like, you notice that on television, the insurance companies are getting, the commercials are getting more and more and more, which is, they're playing on that fear.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the guy from Oz, I see him in a lot of commercials about the car thing, accident, yeah.
Yeah, because I look at people and say, okay, guys, I had an insurance company call me up and say, you know, we want to call you and just give you a rate. And I said, well, I don't believe in insurance. And they go, what do you mean you don't believe in insurance? I said, well, it's like this. Have you ever heard that little voice in your head that tries to steer you away from an accident or tell you to slow down or something like that? That's your guidance telling you. So if you listen to those, then those accidents don't happen. So therefore, I don't believe in that. So I'm always focused on the positive. And I probably haven't had an accident as much. I can't remember. And then she comes back and she goes, well, don't you believe in accidents at all? No, I don't.
Well,
I don't believe in life insurance. I think my kids should earn it just like I do.
You got to leave some wealth behind for your children.
That's true, too. But if I pass down the skills on how they can do that, they'll be a whole lot more prosperous.
But I guess that's one tool as an insurance policy. But also, yeah, right, the lessons and the things that you teach your children to do to survive is also very important.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm serious. Look in the Bible and look at some of the families. But if you look at that whole scenario, too, the most prosperous families were the ones that stuck together.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I understand what you're saying. That's not what's happening here. But with the situation of people going out in spirituality and finding themselves, after a while, they have a tendency to create their own families because of the ones that are not working. But still, that seems to be the one thing people are looking for is that family unit, that family group, and they seem to be finding it with other people.
So you're right.
They're right. Doing it. But you're right. I'm just saying, when I got into this lifestyle, and I should put this career, this lifestyle, because the people I've connected with just reassures it for me to even more, and then I connect to more of those people, and I can't connect to more of those, and it's just a so-on thing, like the shampoo commercial, so-on and so-on. And then
most so-called straight men don't do what you do, right?
Right.
So, and that makes you in another category?
A lot of straight men don't do what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I do.
Feeling, yeah.
That's why I do this, because it's like looking at people going, okay, you think that it's just a gay person would do this, when it's actually just a spiritual person, and then you have the tendency to step back and go, you can't judge anymore. Everybody's here for a reason. And then you say, you know, you just have a tendency to really have a lot of confidence in yourself to see those things, but it also makes you a more loving person. So what if Joe's gay? I don't condone it, but I don't condone him. I don't condemn him either.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something I wouldn't do. But at the same time, that's his perception. That's how he believes. That's what he thinks. That's the thing he thinks he should do. So why should we even argue with that? It's just one of those things of saying, okay, I do what I do. He does what he does. Why can't we just all exist? Because at one time in life, that's the way it was. Everybody just coexisted with each other and just respected each other enough to say, okay, I'm sure you're doing this for a reason. Maybe I don't understand it, but that doesn't mean I should condemn you for it as well. So we have a tendency to come together and we just love each other, and that's the family everybody's looking for. It's just to love everybody unconditionally. Once you start doing that, then I think a lot of people don't want to do that because they are scared. It's kind of funny how people don't like war, but they do things to create it. So I'm just one of those people that says, if we could help everybody get on the path, or maybe help them to realize that the path that they're on is the right one, whichever way it is, and everybody was happy with themselves, then it'd probably be, once you're happy with yourself, then you're happy with everybody else too.
And that's what I feel this trip is all about, and I'm going through it as well. So, but it's, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but you really have to hope that you shine through and get through it.
What's your name?
I'm Anthony from Boston.
Anthony.
I'm Boston Ant in the chat room.
Okay. No, I'm just saying with what you said, well, we don't know the future. And I always have to sit there and ask this. I'm not trying to be funny or nothing, but why are you calling a psychic? Because I know the future. But, Anthony, you know something?
Okay.
You're a very talented, very skillful person. You should really tap into those gifts that you have as well.
Oh, okay, this is mine? This is for me?
Yeah, this is for you. You need to tap into those gifts, too. Because I feel like you're a very, very talented person. And sometimes you get caught up in the worldly thing, too, of having to have a job. I just feel like if you would develop something of your own, and I do say develop something of your own, because it seems like, I just feel like there's, to me, I see books.
Write a book.
I see a book. I actually see books.
Wow.
I feel like it's one of those, because people have a lot of stuff in their head, and they go, how can I put this in one book? When it can actually be a series, okay?
That's true.
Yeah, expand your mind and say, okay, what, because one lady said the other day, the sky is the limit. I said, no, it's not. The sky is a void. It just goes on forever. So there are no limitations. So sometimes our thinking has a tendency to put limitations on us. So just watch yourself.
Okay.
I'm serious. I saw the roller coaster thing, and it's going to be one of those situations coming down the other side wishing you had a day off.
It's going to get so great. That's it. Really?
See, what you got to do in the situation of being what I see happening for you is when it starts kicking in. Trust me on this, okay, Anthony? Because I'm experiencing it now where I have to get balance in my life. Things are starting to kick in. But it's best to get balance now and organized before it gets to the middle where we should have took the time to do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of time on your hands to sit there and say, okay, this is the way it's going to happen. But I also want you to affirm that, too, as well. You know, when we talk about meditations in the morning, meditations is just basically get to start the day going. You could sit there and say, hey, I want to focus on a weekly salary. I can't even say it. Focus on a weekly money that you want to earn. But see, don't put earn. Okay? Because when you put earn on it, you're saying, I want to earn $1,000. So the subconscious mind will kick in there and go, okay, you didn't earn that, so you don't get it. So it has a tendency to cancel out opportunities. What you do is you just say, and I saw this on one of the websites, and I got to go find this because I want to give this lady credit for this because it really was like one of those eureka moments for me as well, where it was just simply saying a financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. What I've done is taken it one step further and put money on it. Not the idea of emphasizing on the money, but saying this is what's going to happen before the end of the day, and then letting it go and let the universe do the rest. So I would sit there and say, a $400 financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the day. Now, if I have a little bit of doubt about it before the day is over with, what I'll do is take it one step further and say, another $400 financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the day. Now, what I'm doing is I'm saying, I'm reaffirming the first one because I'm actually asking for a second one, which means I'm telling the universe I have confidence the first one's going to happen, so now I'm asking for a second one. If you feel more comfortable doing it for the week, like, you know, a $1,200 financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. Do whatever's comfortable for you. And if you just want to say financial blessing, then do that. My thing is, you know, some people could look at that as being insecure a little bit, not giving the universe the credit for manifesting things like they do. So therefore, that's what I'm saying. But if you do, then say what you got to say. I mean, I just know for a fact with some of the things I've done have gotten very descriptive, they've happened quicker. So just
great
make sure
tool. That's a great tool. I'm going to use it. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you have anything else for us, Anthony?
No. Thank you for a great reading. I'm heading upward, but I need to prepare and organize and really get down into ground, like meditating, as you were saying, really write out what I plan on achieving and having. But don't use certain words like earned and...
Yeah, don't put no titles on it. Titles are limited. They limit what's going to happen. I had to learn that stuff, too. I just learned that 2 weeks ago. I've been doing this for a very long time. And when people bring things... See, that's what I'm saying. This is like a network, okay, of psychics and mediums and spiritual people that when you get into that whole thing, you start realizing what the world could be. Could you imagine the world of people really communicating with each other and not speaking a word?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. It'd be very quiet. I love that. After having kids all freaking day, peace and quiet. But I'm just saying, with the situation, you know, when you take one technique or two techniques, let it take you where it's going to take you to as well. Listen to your angels. Emphasize on it. Take some things away from it so that you can actually have that technique work just for you.
Got it.
Then you can pass it on to somebody else and tell them the same thing. This is something to start with and develop it the way you think you should develop it.
I have felt like since the beginning of 2011 that when I get success, to really actually be cautious of really giving back to others. A lot of times I've had blessings, but I never really gave a portion back. So I really feel conscious now about giving back to others. So I think I'm going to move on that way.
Well, that's a great thing to do, but don't get confident either way. You focus on it. Just put it out there for what you're putting it out there for. I always tell people, don't put it out there if you're just doing it to get something back.
Okay.
Just wing it out there, and like each week, just take $20 and put it in an envelope and send it to your favorite charity.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that, right? Exactly. Yep.
Right now, my focus, I have a bucket list, I guess you'd call it. One of the things on that list is actually to my goal. It's actually a goals list. I don't like the bucket list because I think I'm gonna live forever. So if I had a bucket list, I could actually have forever to do what, you know, come on. But what I did was it's like a goal list, and the big thing on there is you actually give $10,000 to charity, not just a year, but every month. And I think by emphasizing that I want to give $10,000 to charity every month is the idea of telling the universe I want to be in a comfortable position, because they would not put me in a position where I was giving out $10,000 but still, you know, still eating cat food. So what you're saying is I have faith in the universe that I could get $10,000 away and still live comfortably and feel and always be in a happy state of mind. But it's also making sure that you put yourself in that happy state of mind no matter what. I don't care what's going on. It's your goal every day to be happy no matter what. This also helps you cut people out of your life. Because people come in my life all the time and say, well, how come you don't want to call me anymore? Because you're a negative person. So therefore, the reason you're not in my life is because of the choice you made, not what I made. Because you could be a part of my life, you just want to be happy. Think about that.
Well, good talking to you, Jason. Journeyman X, sorry.
That's
thank
all right. Do like
have
this.
A good one.
Do like
thank
Anthony.
You.
Anthony, call me Donnie. My friends call me Donnie, all right?
Okay, Donnie. I'll be there. I'll be checking you out again. Thank you.
Yeah, and take advantage of that $10 reading. You know, take, what is it, $10 for an hour or $5 for a half hour? Yeah, jump in there and get that.
Okay. But I was just saying, like, now, do you feel like now that we're going through the shift that that people are probably not as interested in what's going to happen? Maybe because they're going to go with the flow and not really be so caught up in what's going to happen, or am I going to get married?
It's one of those things. It depends on the individual, but
mm-hmm.
It seems like as we get further into the year, people are starting to feel the energy,
mm-hmm.
And they want to really work with it, not. They don't want nothing to hinder that. But you still have some people that are hard they have a resistance to change. Just, I mean, it's just a natural thing no matter what's going on.
But I think the $10 reading is a great, great price. So I really would like to check that.
Well,
thank
like
you.
Said, get in there as soon as you can. I'll be glad. I'll be happy to work with you.
Thanks, Donnie.
Okay. Thank you. And you have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Okay. This sing a song. What do you say, guys? Huh? You want to sing a song? The energy is great. So therefore, if you feel good, you'll find your mate. All right, guys. Next caller is 210 area code. You're. Thank you. Got lots of
time. Hello.
Hi. How are you? Welcome to the show. And what's your name?
Hi. My name is Denise. How are you doing tonight?
How am I doing tonight? Are you psychic too? So maybe you could tell me.
Actually, I think I am to an extent. I just don't know. I haven't really, like, I'm too, you know, like, I'm to an extent.
You are to an extent?
Yeah.
You need to take that extent, okay, and start telling yourself and open yourself up, because you'll find out that you're a lot more psychic than you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is. See, everybody's psychic, and the reason I say that is because everybody's born to have a connection with the divine, what you can hear, your angels, your guide, because like Linda said, you come from the same source. We're all from the same energy.
Yeah,
it's just that
yeah.
angels don't have a human body, and we do. So therefore,
well,
the
you
idea
know what?
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
The psychic abilities is the ideal hearing, feeling, knowing, those kind of things. And the more you do it, the more you open up, you're going to sit there and realize that you're a very intense, powerful woman.
When I was younger, I was really in tune, and I could feel it. But as I got old, you know, as I've gotten a little older, I think maybe because I don't meditate, I really haven't prayed like I should, you know, should be praying. And but really, I think if I meditated and I prayed more, I think, you know, I listened more. I think I would, you know, be more able to listen, to hear what they were saying, my guides and stuff.
Well, what you need to do is you need to work on that meditation to get back where you was before. Now, when you were younger, you didn't have all these animosities, I guess, where you have things you've been subjected to. When you were younger, there was nothing there to keep you. There was no limitations. You didn't see no limitations. Now you see, because what you've been through, in some ways of looking at the worldly way, there's limitations. So they have a tendency to tell you that. It's like the subconscious kicks in and says, well, you can't do that stuff. Because the world says you can. So, and sometimes there's just fears across the board of things that we stop doing because we're really scared of what people are going to think of us. We like companionship to the point where we do those things. It's just the idea of getting through your... I always sit there and say, if you get to a point in spirituality where you realize you've never been alone in the first place, then you won't put yourself in positions of trusting people that you know you shouldn't just because of something you're trying to obtain, which is companionship and love. It's the idea of having faith in yourself that if the person across from you is not somewhere kind of close to who you are or some kind of resemblance, then it should tell you something. It's not a bad person. He's just not on the same level as you are.
And, you know, I can sense when I can feel people's energy, like if it's negative or, you know, if you're a good person. I can feel that. And just by, you know, maybe just by sight or by just the first speaking to them, I pick that up, what their intentions are. So, that kind of guides me.
Well, I'm just saying, you need to, the meditation, it seemed like that's the first thing you came up with, and you need to follow through with that, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No. You got any more questions? You don't have to go so fast.
Wait. Yeah. I did have a question.
Do you have to go jogging?
Excuse me?
I said, do you have to go jogging or running or something? Because you're like, out the door.
No. I don't have anywhere to be. But my question was, I was offered a job, but I've been having a lot of, like, they've been pushing the date back and back. So, I'm like telling myself I shouldn't really worry about that. Maybe it's happening for a reason. But I'm just kind of wanting to know, am I going to the right field, you know, to the right job or the career in that area? Because it's social services. The welfare, food
center. No, I don't understand what you're saying. I want you to just, one thing you need to do is start breathing.
Okay,
you need to take a deep breath, at least three of them, and just kind of relax, because you're really just kind of...
I'm probably nervous.
No, that's what I'm saying. You know, just calm down, and if you just breathe, you need some deep breathing, because it's not just the idea of calming down, but also, you know, kind of focusing and kind of hearing what you think. With the situation you've got going on in your life, social services... See, what came to me was I had this thing happen yesterday where I was trying to debate if I should do something with just simply getting a credit card, okay? And I said, I knew I had money coming, and I was kind of short on the processing fee, which I knew if I got the processing fee, it would all be done and over with, and I would have it, which would actually give me a $300 credit limit, which gives me more money to work with so I can pay bills off, okay? So I'm thinking to myself, okay. But the source of the person that owed me the money and informed me yesterday morning that she wasn't going to be here until after 3 o'clock, which I had to get it in before 3 o'clock. So I just kind of said to myself, I would really like to have that money, because if I felt like if I had the money before 3 o'clock, that would tell me I should get it. So therefore, I just kind of like went with my life and decided to go to the gym. Well, in the process of going to the gym, I walked right by this person who was at their lawyer. I walked right by that person, and she even looked at me and said, "Your money's in the van," and I had it by 1 o'clock. So, you know, the ideal, the situation, one thing I would stress to a lot of people who are in the situation of wondering what they should do or is this a sign, is the ideal of asking your angels, who are probably the ones that gave you this sign, what does it mean? Why is there such, because like I said before, with my situation, things fell into place very quickly and very easily. You're having a situation where it's very difficult. Things keep you, things are pushed back, which don't make you feel comfortable because you want to do something now. I also get this really strong impression that there's something better for you that's actually coming into where they're trying to keep you free so you can actually take the second instead of the first. You okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm fine. Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure. You seem a little bit calmer. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you're also, you should do this. I think you're being attracted to social services because you want to help people. But I think you could also be a more effective person in a different realm than working with people through social services, all right? So I understand what you're saying is welfare and that kind of stuff. But see, welfare is a downer. It's basically taking people's power away. Because, see, I mean, from my point of view anyway, maybe that's what it is. Because it doesn't seem like they're helping anybody. They're just giving something to somebody. When they, I mean, if they can spend that kind of money, why can't they just give them a real job?
Yeah.
And I just feel like you're going to put yourself in that situation, and it's going to pull you down because you get too emotionally attached to people very quickly. You want to help people out, okay? But if you, but
okay.
See, I pulled a card out for you from my angel deck. You know what the card is?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I was just checking. I was testing your psychic abilities. You're not good. You're not that good. No, I'm just kidding. But the first card I pulled out for you was the counselor's card. Okay, it says you are a natural counselor. You know, many people benefit from your guidance and your reassurance. You should think about that. That is a strong, powerful gift. And if you want to sit there and focus on anything as any particular angel, this is Archangel Azrael, which is, if you want me to spell that for you, it's actually Azrael. Azrael.
Okay.
That's the angel you should focus on and work with and get you to find those positions for you to do counseling. Now think about it. Let it pull you where you need to go. Now if you need to go to schooling, fine. If you don't, you can still have this kind of position and still do what you got to do and make a very, very good living for yourself because you would be, I just feel like you're the kind of person that would just give tenfold and you would just get back as much as you do the service, you know, the money's always there because that's what you're meant to do.
Okay.
The social services, just trust me on the whole thing, okay? It's a whacked out system, but I just feel like that the people you work with could bring you down quicker than the people you're working for.
Yeah, a lot of times that happens.
Yeah.
It's not what you do, it's who you're doing, you know, who you're working with that brings you down.
I'm just saying, with the situation, seriously, I've seen this happen many times before, I was just passing on to you, of people sitting down, getting a pencil and paper, and start writing down the position they want, the people they want to work with, you know, what kind of people you want to work with, what you want to make, what kind of environment, even to down to the point of having a parking place, okay?
Okay.
People think this is crazy, but, I mean, when I'm in a store trying to debate if I should get Little Debbie's or get something healthier, I ask my angels, seriously. They don't like Little Debbie's. So I'm just saying, they direct you and guide you in every aspect of your life, so therefore, when you're in doubt, I heard you saying, you know, I don't know which way to go. And I can help you. I can give you the messages. I'm just saying, if you teach yourself to do this on yourself, you can't. I mean, you want to put me on speed dial? You can call me anytime you want. But I just,
yes.
Okay. Take my private number and put it on your speed dial. So when you're in the grocery store and you can't figure out the bananas or the orange, I'll be glad to help you out. But I've had so many. Whoa. I'm just saying, with the situation of learning it yourself, it's a tool that will help you throughout your whole life. If you don't need me no more, I promise you I will not take it personal.
Yeah, you know, I just think I just need to relearn how to meditate again and get myself back into how I was before, because it feels like a part of me is, like, not there, like, you know, like, uh-huh. It's kind of frustrating for me because I know my guides, my angels are trying to say something to me, but I can't really tune into that.
Well, stop saying that. Stop saying that and then start changing it. And what I mean by that is, I'm not jumping your butt, nothing. What I'm saying is, when you catch yourself saying things like that, and pay attention to it from time to time. Just try to make all your thoughts as positive as they can. When you catch yourself saying, I can't buy something, just tell yourself, no, I have all the money in the world. I'll just get it next week. No. Don't say can't. Because it just says that every time you say something, words resonate. Even the Bible says that. Okay, the power of the tongue. I mean, doesn't it say anything to everybody? The power of suggestion, the law of attraction, the vibrations. I mean, the Bible says it in a different way, but it's saying the same thing. What you say out your mouth reflects what happens in your world. So it starts inwards. That's where your little voice and your little words start from. They start from within, and they go outwards. So, you know, if you catch yourself saying things like, I can't do something, or this is too expensive, you know, like as one lady said, Barbara Reynolds said this, I think, imagine yourself on God's payroll. If that's the case, there is no limitations. So why would you sit there and confine yourself to something you really don't want to do? And there's something that you just love sitting down and talking and helping people all the time. You can actually do that too. Are you having problems with your father?
No, I'm not.
Well, I keep getting this connection with your father.
No, well, we've got a really good, you know, relationship and stuff, so it's really good. I know my sister has, my sister's having issues with, you know, like with, well, she's not talking to me and my parents and my brother. So it's, I know my sister's having problems with my parents, and she's kind of dragged it out to everybody, so. Hello? 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 Hello?
Thank you, everybody who's called in, and thank you for the calls, and thank you for being here and supporting the show. It was great. I loved it. Whoever's still on the line, stay there. I'll get right back with you. I just want to tell everybody thank you for joining the show, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. So have a good one, and tune in tomorrow because it's Saturday. It's Free Reading Saturday, and we're going to have Courtney Bibb here, who has a show here called Courtney's Intuitive Corner. And she's going to be with us tomorrow doing readings, and we're going to get to know her, and she's going to share her perceptives and that kind of things with us. So join us tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, and we'll see you then. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Bye-bye. And do you still have our caller on the line? Hello? Hello, hello, hello.
Hello?
Yes, I'm coming. Yeah.
We got cut off.
Yeah, I lost my connection for a second. So what was you saying? I'm going to play some music here real quick.
Okay. No, you were, can I talk?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You were telling me, asking me if I had problems with my father.
I'm sorry. Okay,
that's
I got
okay.
this thing with your father, because I keep getting the father, 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 father. Now, with the situation, do you have a father or a stepfather, or is there any more than just your father?
No, I just have one father. Hello? Hello?